murdered was much like what I felt on Saturday when I received the call that he had been pardoned and that he would be released the next day.
GOP presidential contender Mitt Romney is defending his tenure as head of Bain Capital, saying his private equity career resulted in the net creation of more than 100,000 jobs. He says any job losses are an unfortunate fact of life in the private sector. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani tells CNN's Piers Morgan that Romney's Republican critics on this point are being hypocritical.
The attack that they are leveling against Romney is not only an unfair attack, I think it's an attack that hurts what Republicans stand for, which is a free market economy.
Peruvian judges are set to sentence Joran van der Sloot today. Earlier this week, he pleaded guilty on all charges relating to the killing of a 21-year-old woman. Hong Kong stockbrokers, stock exchange staff, and restaurant workers took to the streets today to protest cuts in the lengths of their lunch breaks. Traditional lunch breaks have been 2 hours. They're being cut back to 1 hour starting in March. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better. Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too?
The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery. But Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four. So you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last, in-store only. Ends 1/28. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
The video game business has failed to reach the next level. People are buying fewer video games and fewer consoles on which to play them. Industry researcher NPD Group says the business overall watched sales drop 8% in 2011 from 2010. Even as a stack of new titles were launched for the holiday season, NPD says sales for December were down 21% from December 2010. A big reason more people are playing games online, including social networks. Swiss drug maker Novartis is cutting almost 2,000 jobs in the United States. Many are expected to come at its U.S. headquarters in New Jersey, as well as offices in New York and Washington. Cutback comes as the patent expires on the company's lucrative blood pressure drug Diovan. Stock futures have moved from slightly higher to slightly lower in the past hour, as European markets trim back their earlier gains to a quarter to 0.5% each. S&P futures down 2, NASDAQ futures up 1. I'm Andrew O'Day, in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
Make saving more at Rite Aid your best resolution yet. Now through January 28th, you can earn a $20 plus up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Start the year off with better savings at Rite Aid. Resolution rewards is another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase when qualifying threshold is met. Plus up expires February 11th.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Tribbiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Tribbiano.
And good morning. You know what? It's a booyah Friday. It's Friday, so it's got to be a booyah day. Not necessarily, but this one happens to be one. The big old scary storm didn't come, although the roads are a little bit slick. Gave me a chance to engage my 4x4 this morning. And so that's all well and good. I will preface this by saying everybody's fine, especially my wife. She was in a car accident yesterday afternoon, so I'll have to deal with that. When we get done with the show today, oh, well, it's part of being a husband, I guess. You just have to kind of take a deep breath and do it. But, you know, Friday's normally nap day. I don't know that nap's going to be in my future today. So, you know, maybe that's enough reason to pull the booyah away. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. We have a pretty amazing show lined up for you, especially for Friday. Minsu Longaroo, who some of you will remember with the Restaurant Opportunity Center, Rock Detroit, will be with us. Colors, the restaurant that they manage and operate, is open, and we're going to give you all the particulars about that. Congressman Gary Peters joins us at 7:35. He saved the city of Pontiac a whole lot of money. We'll find out how he did that, even though the emergency manager in Pontiac isn't admitting to it. Of course not. Occupy Detroit occupies First Shift at 7:50. And of course, our political insider, Joe DeSano, will be with us at 8:05. And we'll look forward to having him on the show as well. So we've got lots of great stuff to bring to you, but it doesn't start and it doesn't happen until we do this.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Danger is today's first word. Danger is what happens when you don't tell the truth. Danger is sometimes what happens when you step in the wrong pile of steaming something. Danger, ladies and gentlemen, is the warning. It is the warning shot across the bow. Danger. Oh, my, the danger of being who we are, what we do, when we do it, the danger of not telling the truth and what happens when you don't. Ask Bob Ficano. We'll be getting to that in just a minute. Danger sometimes is enough to, or even the perception of danger, enough to slow us down, stop us, create a pause. Oh, my, the danger of, not following the path you were meant to follow or breaking the law to some degree. Ladies and gentlemen, danger, it's a big word. Two syllables, understandable, be careful. Danger is today's first word. And no danger at all. I welcome back Jeff Radford. I don't think we're in danger with you, are we, Jeff? We're okay with you today, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm a little dangerous.
I'm getting the impression you're coming down with something. You were sniffling in the studio all morning. You all right?
Yes. See, that's the thing. I'm getting dangerous. I have a sneeze now. It's progressing. I don't feel bad. It's just I sound terrible.
Well, you don't sound terrible. You sound fine.
Well, I sound sneezy and stuff like that, but yeah.
Well, anyway, you know, I think you sound okay. I'm not worried about it. I just, of course, I'm not in the same room with you either, so that
right.
Works. That works.
I'll just pass it on to Anthony.
He's just getting over it himself. I'm thinking he gave it to you.
Oh, well, good. I don't know if you can give it back, but hopefully not.
Yeah, let's hope not, because I'm sure the last thing Anthony wants is to be sick again, since he's just getting over being sick. Just my suggestion, and of course, selfishly, I want to avoid it. At all cost, and being that you and I are in separate rooms, that helps. It does help. And anyway, I hope you don't have one of those weekends where
you get sick for the weekend, then you feel okay on Monday. That would
suck. That's probably how it's going to go down, right?
Well, you know, last week you thought you were coming down with something as we were going into the weekend, and it didn't manifest that way, obviously.
It's a slow roller.
That real slow roller. Anyway, let's... You know, we've got some good, mixed results today. Detroit Red Wings win in a shootout last night, 3-2. Detroit Red Wings, or Pistons, lose another one. And again, you know, we're not going to have this conversation every time we talk about the Pistons because it's just as it was. They're bad.
Yes, they are.
They got two
good players. At least two players I'm excited about, but other than that, we've talked about it.
Unfortunately, you need more than two players to have a successful team. Just suggesting. Congratulations to Detroit Red Wings for an overtime shootout victory. And, let's just keep, the Red Wings are actually quite dangerous to themselves these days.
That they are. That they are.
And we'll just leave it at that. So we have time to do this.
You want to talk about Justin Verlander again?
No.
Taco Bell at all?
No, minus tomatoes, which is the part I didn't get to. I'm not gonna do that. I think I survived or escaped that in just in the nick of time yesterday, although some people did enjoy it very much.
I don't want to derail what you were just about to say, but we did find a story. We talked a little bit about Tim Tebow yesterday in our sports segment, and then we found a story where Tim Tebow is becoming a political figure.
Well, he's being pulled in that direction.
He's trying. They're trying to get him there, right?
He's not taking the bait. I actually asked Jeff to throw that on Facebook just to see what kind of response we would get, and we got a pretty decent response to that story. It was in USA Today, and basically Tim Tebow has said that some of the Republican candidates are asking for his endorsement.
Oh, they called it the ultimate endorsement, according to USA Today.
Yes, the ultimate.
The ultimate endorsement. I just laughed at that. I can't imagine. That would be the ultimate. Like, you're trying to decide between two candidates, and you're real close, and you're like, well, wait a minute. You know, WWTT, what would Tim Tebow decide? You know, I mean, like, come on, give me a break.
Well, as somebody suggested on Facebook, maybe what they don't realize is that Tebow belongs to one of the more staunch unions in the country, which is the NFL Players Association, a very staunch union, member of the AFL-CIO.
Oh, I like that. That was a great comment.
Yeah. So, hey, it is what it is. I'll take it for what it's worth.
Perfectly flowing into the NFL Players Union. Did you see the story about the players that were coming out against the right to work in Indiana?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in fact, the NFL Players Association has been quite active on some of these national issues. So good for them. It's nice to see that. And by the way, where I was going when you quote unquote interrupted me was to preview this weekend's playoff game. So if you want to set that up, I'd like to get some predictions from you and Big Anthony.
All right, we'll get that together.
All right, well, after the break, we'll do that after the break. The NFL Players Association. In fact, Jeff, if I recall, we got something from our friend Ed Batasniak. Not long ago for something, because he's always promoting some great, and I didn't mean that in a very genuine and sincere way, some great charitable thing, and something that the NFL Players Association, or just the NFL, was promoting along with United Way. I don't remember what the exact cause was, but the NFL is really front and center in their union participation. They're not afraid to flex their union muscle, which is really kind of cool.
Oh yeah, and the players that will put themselves out individually as well. Justin Verlander this past summer, was it towards the fall, put out very pro union message. I mean, it's one thing to just be part of a union and you know, yes, I agree with what the union's doing. It's another thing to come out and put in and attach your name to a statement. So I thought that was cool of Justin Verlander. And I don't know what people think about Jay Cutler. You know, you might think one thing about him being on the field or whatever. He actually attached his name, his Twitter name. They put it out yesterday on Twitter. Attached his name to this being against right to work in Indiana. So, you know, guys, and there's a list of four or five NFL players. He was one of them. that I think most people, you know, might know, because he's the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. But he attached his name to the, you know, against the right to work in Indiana. I thought that was pretty cool.
No, it is. It is awesome. You know, again, that they honor their union obligation beyond just, hey, it is what we do and we're, you know, we got to do it, whatever. No, that they utilize it for good is a wonderful thing. And, you know, certainly great to see that. And it's that kind of, a lot of times it's that kind of publicity. Because ultimately it's about publicity. That's why they're attaching their names to it. Somebody's calling them and saying, hey, listen, if you put your name on this, we're actually going to get, and we're here. We are talking about it right now, Jeff. We're actually going to get some publicity on this. And that's the whole point of doing that. They don't have to say yes to that. And that's the point you're making, that they allow that. Is a great thing. Back to Justin Verlander did. He did that all on his own. He just wanted to make sure on Labor Day that you know, he sent out a thank you to his union brothers and sisters around the globe, and so that's why he did it. Just because he's you know, he's focused on his union membership, which is awesome.
He was one of two that did it, or like the very first two to do it. And then it was funny because other baseball players saw that he was getting, you know, hey, congratulate, you know, a lot of good publicity from it. And you brought up publicity. So I thought it was kind of funny to watch, you know, more and more baseball players as Labor Day went on sending out, you know, a similar message to it. But Justin Verlander was one of two that put it out very early.
Yeah, you know, again, it's just, it's ultimately very good for those, of course, that listen to the show know that we are a very pro-labor show. And without labor, we wouldn't exist. The show itself wouldn't exist. So certainly we honor that spirit. So thank you, either the NFL Players Association, Major League Baseball Players Association, all of them, for that matter, stepping up and doing the right thing. Quick break here. We come back. We'll preview the playoffs this week, the football playoffs this weekend. But we got to get to the break. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
First Chip with Tony Triano.
And so, but am I ready for the next level? Let me tell you, I hope I am the Tim Tebow of the Iowa caucuses.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good Friday morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes a couple of accidents working on I-75 in southwest Detroit. These cold temperatures we've had and the blowing snow, you got to be very careful on bridges, ramps, and overpasses. And we do have a problem on the Rouge River Bridge, 75 southbound at Spring Wells, an accident there. Further south on the other end of the bridge at 4th Street Schaefer, we've got an accident trying to clear from the two left lanes. So we've got light traffic, but even a slowdown there.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, we are going to see snow throughout the day. Our high, 27. Tonight, a chance of that snow and a low near 18. Tomorrow, a slight chance of some snow showers and a high near 23. Right now, we do have light snow at Metro Airport and 20 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work, all the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have that peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy new Martha Stewart Living or Platinum Plus carpet and get it installed for just $37. You also get lifetime stain and installation warranties. So it's never been easier to completely transform a room with better carpet at a better price. It all starts with $37 installation on new carpet. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Hello, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now time to punch back in.
And it's 22 minutes after 6 a.m. on this 13th day of January 2012. That's right, Friday the 13th. Of course, that means nothing. It's just another day. I know some of you freak out a little bit over that stuff, but it's okay. We're going to survive this one. I want to wish, a posthumous happy birthday to my brother, who passed away quite a few years back. But I miss him nonetheless, and today would have been his 56th birthday. Anyway, we had promised before the break we're going to talk a little bit about playoff football this weekend in the NFL. Coming up a little bit later at the bottom of the hour, right after the bottom of our break, Bob Ficano, looking like things are not going to not only not go well for him. We ask the poll question of the day today about him, and we're going to get back to that because although it's quite early on in the show, quite a few people have already rung up on the poll question. So if you want to go there and take a peek at it before we talk about it, feel free to do that. But Jeff and Anthony, let us turn our attention right now to taking a look at this weekend in the NFL. A big weekend, of course. No more bye weeks. Everybody gets to participate now. Okay, guys, what say you? Jeff, throw out a game and we'll go ahead and talk about it.
Saints and 49ers.
Big one. I'm gonna go first. I always make you guys go first, so I'll go first on this one. I got to tell you, I have no love for either one of these teams, and so I have a particular though dislike for one Jim Harbaugh. And I don't think you really need to know why I do, and I think you can probably figure it out on your own. They kind of have the season I hope the Lions would have, and so there's a little envy involved in that. I'll just be honest and admit it up front. I'm going to say the Saints not only should win this game, will win this game, and that would make this fat guy pretty damned happy.
It's funny because I feel almost the exact opposite on everything. I think Jim Harbaugh is awesome. I think he's great. It's funny because he's really cocky and people don't like that, but he's cocky because he worked his butt off. I mean, seriously, there's a story he told a while back when he was trying to make it as a coach where he would pull into his house driveway at like 4 or 5 in the morning, fall asleep, wake up 10 minutes later, and he couldn't remember if he was just getting home or if he was just leaving to go to work because he works, you know, like 23-hour days. Anyway, I like Jim Harbaugh. I think defense is easier to predict than offense. So I'm going to go with the 49ers.
All right, Anthony, it's up to you.
I think the Drew Breeses are going to win.
The Drew Breeses?
Yeah, San Francisco can't match the offensive production. I mean, that's just it right there.
I'm going to agree with that, obviously. So that's game one. Jeff, our next game.
The Packers defending Super Bowl champs versus the Giants.
Oh, this should be a good game. I'll go first. I think the Packers win this one. I think it's going to be a tough game. The Giants played the Packers tough during the regular season, only lost by a field goal. But ultimately, I think the Packers have certainly a whole lot more talent than the Giants do. Giants actually didn't go running into the playoffs with any kind of confidence, although they played well last week. I think that they got their victory, their postseason victory, and they're done. I'm going to go ahead and say Packers it is.
Packers, definitely. I think the Giants, like you said, had their one game. Not impressed, and I think the Packers actually obviously held stuff back and still beat the Lions. They're immensely talented. They're definitely going to win this game.
All right, Big A.
Packers, they're the best team in the NFC, so.
All right, that's that one. Next game, please.
The next game, the Tim Tebow's versus the Tom Brady's. How about the Broncos and the Patriots?
Hey, Anthony, I'll let you take this one.
I mean, I think you already know where I'm going with this one. Can't pick against Tom Brady. Just too good.
I don't disagree with that, and I know where Jeff's going to go with this. And I know exactly. You know, Jeff, let me be the prognosticator here. You're going to say, although Patriots should win, I'm rooting for Tim Tebow. How'd I do?
Yeah, well, heart versus mind, right? I obviously think the Patriots will win. I don't think it'll be close. In fact, I think they'll blow them out. But I am rooting against, unbelievably, a Michigan man, Tom Brady, and for a Florida guy, Tim Tebow.
Yeah, well, I'm not a Tebow fan. Don't get it. Don't get him. And even after all the stuff I ended up reading, you see, even though I protest this guy, I end up reading all this crap anyway. So that'll just tell you how lame I am. So obviously, I'm going with the Patriots all the way.
Final game, Texans versus the Ravens.
Maybe the best game of the weekend, by the way. And this one, to me, is going to be a really tough one to predict. But I'm going to go ahead and give it to the Ravens, mostly because they have experience in the postseason, and I think they have just a little bit better football team.
Perhaps one of my favorite NFL players, Ray Rice. Unbelievable what that guy can do. I like the Ravens. The Texans have had a decent season. I really kind of like the story of T.J. Yates. But I'm definitely going with the Ravens.
And Anthony, what say you, buddy?
There's just no way T.J. Yates is going to be able to pick apart Baltimore's defense in his second playoff game ever and his sixth or seventh start ever. So definitely going with the Ravens.
You realize we just covered, you know, after this weekend, it's like, oh my God, we're almost done with football for the year. I hate this time of year, by the way, especially after the football, after the Super Bowl's over. I just hate it. There's like a 3 or 4 week period of time, maybe a little bit longer than that, where there's really nothing going on.
You can't hate the play. You hate what's coming up after the playoffs.
After
you can't hate
the playoffs. I said that. I said after the Super Bowl is
okay.
What I said.
Well, this time of year isn't yet.
Stop acting like we're married. Listen to the whole sentence, not just the first half of it.
I heard this time of year.
After the Super Bowl is what I said, not what you heard. There's a difference between what you heard, obviously. What are we doing here? Anyway.
Dangerous.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, of course, I'm not into basketball the way some people are. I'm not into hockey the way some people are, which is what the focus will be after the Super Bowl. And I actually do get a little excited about, you know, that first day of spring training for baseball, which happens in February. So we're not that far away from it, actually.
Pitchers and catchers, February 20th.
See? Not that far away. Damn, that goes by fast, doesn't it? Especially when you make the postseason. In any sport. I mean, in any sport. When you make the postseason, man, I'm telling you, that offseason is really short.
Somebody was talking about the Tigers the other day in the rumors about Kerry Wood, and someone else overheard it and said, what are they hiring her for, to do the anthem? And that's Carrie Underwood.
Gotcha. Okay. Obviously, real sports fanatics involved in that.
You gotta love overhearing conversations sometimes.
Well, kind of like what you thought you just heard me say, which is not what I said.
We'll rewind the tape.
Go ahead and rewind it. You can replay it if you want. I know what I said. Sweet Jesus, man. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to place our focus on one Robert Ficano, Wayne County executive. It seems that, man, oh, man, are the wheels falling off this bus. Where this is careening out of control, by the way, where he ends up settling, God only knows at this point, but there are lots of angry characters in this play. And what started off as a sweetheart deal for a woman by the name of Turquia Mullen may end up with somebody in jail. Speaking of somebody in jail, we'll also take a look at Manny Maroon. Who would have thunk when they walked into the courtroom yesterday? Some of them wouldn't walk out. And we'll do all this when we continue. I'm Tony Truppiano. You're listening to First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes those earlier accidents on I-75. Still trying to clear 75 southbound at Springwells. That right lane is still blocked by a disabled vehicle from an earlier accident. And then over the bridge, 75 southbound at Fort Street, Schaefer. The worst of it, we had a couple of lanes blocked through there. They're trying to clear that accident. But the cold temperatures, we do have some slick conditions on the bridge. Like all bridges, ramps, overpasses, be careful.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, we are going to see snow throughout the day. Our high, 27. Tonight, a chance of that snow and a low near 18. Tomorrow, a slight chance of some snow showers and a high near 23. Right now, we do have light snow at Metro Airport and 20 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Bars can get in legal trouble when they overserve patrons who then get a DUI citation. But what about retail outfits that contribute to SUI, shopping under the influence? Luxury stores, art galleries, and such have long used booze to stimulate sales. They pour free wine and other libations for their high-end customers, hoping that a lubricated shopper will be less guarded and more willing to reach for that platinum card. But the New York Times reports that the tactic of getting shoppers buzzed has now gone mass market, especially among online retailers. As one of them gleefully put it, post-bar, inhibitions can be impacted, and that can cause shopping and hopefully healthy impulse buying. Great. Our society has advanced from alcohol-induced sex to alcohol-induced consumerism. In either case, the morning after can be a downer. Take the guy who quaffed a tub of beer one night. He stumbled home in a stupor and, stupidly, went online. When he awoke, he learned that he had bought a $10,000 motorcycle tour of New Zealand. Internet retailers say there's been a boom in night traffic. Ask if boozy buying splurges might be sparking the increase. An eBay executive exclaimed, "Absolutely," noting that eBay's busiest sales period in every time zone is 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. He happily summed up the reason for this. When people get home from work in the evening, it's decompression time. The consumer's in a good mood. This is Jim Hightower saying, Barack Obama should jump on this. We're told that to get America's economy moving again, consumers need to buy more stuff. Forget trying to pass a stimulus package or a jobs program. To stimulate, inebriate. Just send everyone a credit card, a book of drink coupons, and a list of late-night online marketers.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Union. Solidarity. Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice. What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595.
You're listening to First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
35 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thanks for punching back in on this Friday the 13th morning, and pleasure to be with you. Before I move on, Jeff, happy to tell you that I spent the afternoon yesterday out at UAW Region 1 in Warren. Their CAP conference, had an opportunity to sit in on a panel discussion on how we can engage people especially as we work our way up to this election year, 2012, to get them further involved, to get them to commit to change. And it was a really an amazing afternoon. I don't know that I've felt that welcome and comfortable in a long time. One of the people that was there was the UAW's national CAP director, Mary Beth Cahill, who was John Kerry's campaign manager when he ran for the presidency in 2004. So it was really, really a cool opportunity for me. She's kind of a rock star in the political world. And so to sit on a panel with her, and not only with her, but I actually sat right next to her. Really, really well done. And the crowd was extremely welcoming to me and the other panelists, who were, by the way, Kevin Hritt from the Michigan Democratic Party, Tracy Jokic, a family court judge from Macomb County, again, Mary Beth Cahill and myself, Frank Houston, the chairman of the Oakland County Democratic Party, who was on with us just this past Monday, was the moderator of that panel discussion, Jeff. But anyway, just it was a great, great opportunity. I had a wonderful time. It kind of messed up my afternoon from a work perspective, but I'll get caught up this weekend. It was well worth doing, and I certainly look forward to joining them in a future time because it was just a great afternoon.
Yeah, sometimes you need a time like that. I was doing enough work for the both of us, so you can. You can go do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's just I had other stuff that needed to get done that didn't, but that's okay. I'm not complaining because again, I'll get it done this weekend. I don't care. It was great to get away. I'm glad that they invited me and they promised to invite me back, and I hope that they do. It's a very passionate group of people. They ask some great questions. Certainly, these are people that get it. As all of you that listen to the show know, I talk about, you know, showing up and standing up yesterday. This is about standing up, these people that were there. A couple people especially very keenly focused on what they want to accomplish in this election year. Asked some great questions, so it was really wonderful. Anyway, speaking of, very quickly, before we get to Bob Ficano, Matty Maroon went to court yesterday in an ongoing dispute with the... with a judge over a commitment that was made by the Michigan Department of Transportation to complete a bridge project from the Ambassador Bridge. This doesn't have anything to do with the new bridge. It has to do with the existing bridge. And unfortunately for Matty Maroon, things probably didn't go as well as he would have hoped. Let's listen to this report from Channel 4.
It is ordered that Matty Maroon and Dan Stanton shall be imprisoned in the Wayne County Jail until the Detroit International Bridge Company complies with the February 1st, 2010 order of this court.
A shocked and sobered Matty Maroon was led from the courtroom and straight to the Wayne County Jail for contempt of court for stalling court-ordered construction at a critical border crossing, the Ambassador Bridge, for nearly 2 years.
To be incarcerated until the project is complete, is that what Your Honor's ruling is?
Here's the story. 84-year-old billionaire Matty Maroon owns Detroit International Bridge Company, which owns the Ambassador Bridge. The Michigan Department of Transportation won a judgment 2 years ago to build better access to and from the bridge by building ramps and roadways to the interstate. It's called the Gateway Project. But instead, DIBC, Detroit International Bridge Company, did construction that led incoming traffic not to the interstates, but to Matty Maroon's personal holdings, duty-free stores, and gas stations.
My home is in the shadow of the Ambassador Bridge. My home is daily shaken by all of the truck traffic that is on our neighborhood streets.
At one point, one of Maroon's attorneys tendered Maroon's resignation from DIBC. No good, said the judge. The attorney argued the senior citizen has heart disease and begged that he take his client's place in jail. No good, said the judge. After an hour of arguing, the judge said enough. Maroon goes to jail until the project meets court compliance. According to MDOT, that could take as long as November.
Ah, get a load of that. So what is happening in the interim? Well, to be honest with you, lawyers are still arguing with the judge, trying to figure out a way, and in fact went to an appeals court who turned down that request to have both Matty Maroon and Daniel Stamper removed from prison. If you read the Detroit News or the Free Press this morning, you'll get a lot of details. I'm not going to get into all of those right now. But the reality is, a very 84-year-old man. This is and he's not in the best of health. Is in prison. He's in prison for a profoundly important reason. He ignored the rule of law, ignored it brazenly. And not only did he ignore it, he profited off that ignorance, and to the tunes of millions of dollars. Shame on him. So he sits in a Wayne County court jail cell this morning. In fact, according to the papers, the same jail cell Kwame Kilpatrick sat in. His most recent stint in the Wayne County Jail, not that it matters. What matters is now will the work get done? Will they be able to find either an appeals court, or will they be able to convince the current judge, Edward Prentice, that jailing these men is unnecessary? Well, time will tell. I would imagine this is very uncomfortable for the family. I'm sure that Manny Maroon, more than Daniel Stamper, is beyond stunned this morning. And, Jeff, can you imagine being a multi-billionaire and finding yourself just a common guy in jail this morning wearing your prison blues waiting for your breakfast to show up on a tray?
I couldn't imagine. They showed they didn't show it, but they talked about the amount of lawyers he had going into the courtroom with him. They actually had to pause and wait so they could clear out enough space and bring in enough chairs because of all the lawyers he had, you know, invested in this case, and they couldn't find a loophole. I mean, they tried everything to try and get him out. Oh, he resigned from the board too late, the judge said. You know what I mean? Like, they tried every loophole, and that's just incredible that he still got sent to jail.
Yeah, and again, we'll have to wait and see what the we work our way through the day today. I'm gonna venture a guess, Jeff, that these lawyers, and I would imagine more than one of them, had told the Maroon family and the Stamper and Mr. Stamper, there's no way you guys are gonna spend 20 seconds in a jail cell. And I'm sure that they were convinced that was true because, you know, you think at some level money buys you out of these kinds of problems. Thank God you have a judge. And by the way, the Neighborhood Association, State Representative Tlaib, who's been on this show, released statements right after he was jailed, hailing and praising the judge for finally doing the right thing. Jeff, let's keep in mind, be very mindful, that the Maroon family has profited to the tune of millions of dollars by ignoring this court order. So it wasn't that they just didn't build this infrastructure. They profited off of breaking the law, and at some point had to stop.
Well, how much is the price of sitting in jail for a while?
Well,
was it worth it? I mean, and on top of it, how much is it worth it to take his place? One of the lawyers said, well, I'll sit in jail for him. I mean, how much are you making where you're going to sit in jail till November, perhaps, until this gets done?
Well, you know, that is the question right now. And to think how desperate, Jeff, it is to be that lawyer, to be throwing that out there. I will serve in his stead.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
That's desperation.
I don't know if it is desperation or is it a huge a price tag?
Well, there would have been, of course, a huge price tag, but I think that is, again, I'm guessing that they told the Maroon family there's no way he will spend 20 seconds in jail. And when they were proven wrong, they panicked. They panicked. You're the one that told us that they had a boatload of attorneys. And not a one of them, not a two of them, not a three of them, or a ten of them could figure out a way to get this man out of jail. Period. Bottom line, they broke the law. You finally found a judge that had a set of stones big enough to say, you know what, I don't care about your money. I don't care about who you're buying politically. You didn't follow the rules. You're going to have to pay the price. Period. Like it or not, that's the way it is.
Do you think that the appeal will be upheld then?
No, I think ultimately that he will get out of jail. I don't see that this is going to last maybe another day. And if actually it lasts another day, then it's going to last the whole weekend because nothing will happen on the weekend. At least I don't think.
And it's a different judge when you appeal, right?
Or oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So this judge basically could have thought, all right, well, he's going to get off on appeal. I'll at least make myself look good. Not, I'm not saying that that's what happened, but, I mean, if you're thinking that, like, okay, I've seen this, you know, I see the whole parade of lawyers. I'm not going to stand for it, but yeah, he'll probably get out.
Well, no, I don't think that that was his thinking at all. I think his thinking is because this is not a new case. And Dan Stamper, by the way, Jeff, for those that aren't aware, was imprisoned once before over the same issue. And then, the, you know, the plea was made to this same judge. No, we will comply with your order. If you will release my client, we will comply with your order. The judge relented. Let Dan Stamper out of prison. And they didn't comply with the order, Jeff. So at some point here, there's a track record, and there's a precedence for the way that this judge is performing his obligatory duties.
Because, and there's only so many times you can get slapped in the
absolutely,
face.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, you're gonna piss somebody off. I would suggest it not be the judge. I'm just saying, folks, common sense. We'll tell you that. When we come back, we'll get to our first shift poll question of the day. We'll talk about Wayne County Executive Bob Ficano. Of course, you're more than welcome to join us. 888-552-3595. Again, it is a Booyah Friday. We haven't had a Booyah Day all week, so this is a good one. Stay with us. A lot more to get to when First Shift continues right here on 1310 WDTW.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and come on, come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, okay?
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi. I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining us now is David Hecker.
There is a surplus, and the key is we have to spend it. You know, an awful lot of times people say, well, let's stick it away in a quote-unquote rainy day fund. And, you know, the line I'm going to use has been used by many people many times, but it's pouring outside, you know?
Yeah.
This is when we need to spend it.
First Shift with Tony Trivia
on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
After this weekend, it's like, oh my God, we're almost done with football for the year. I hate this time of year, by the way. I hate this time of year, by the way. I hate this time
of year. Play the whole quote. Play the whole quote.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
So wrong. Now, so wrong. So wrong. Oh, Jeff, so wrong. Apparently, you're buying breakfast this morning.
If I'm buying breakfast in this time of year, then this is what I say.
I hate this time of year.
All right. All right. All right, that's fine. That is fine. I will get even.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. That was just fun.
No, that's just, but of course, notice, and of course you're not going to admit to it, you didn't play the whole soundbite. But that's okay. That's all right. You want to play the game that way, we'll play the game that way. You will regret this. Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the morning. Pretty simple. At this point, do you believe Wayne County Executive Bob Ficano should resign his position based on what we currently know he did or allowed to have happen during his tenure as county executive? If you don't know what I'm referring to, Assam Elder, who was his chief of staff, right-hand man, basically ran the county in his stead, is now accusing Bob Ficano of covering up lots of severance deals, not just the Turquia Mullen one, including Elder's own deal. Let's listen to a little audio. The first one, let's just go with Assam Elder himself on the lawsuit against Bob Ficano.
Well, Assam Elder has hired Jeffrey Feiger, who's normally not short on words, but he's not talking about this suit, and neither is Elder. The interesting thing about it is that Elder is using his own deal with Wayne County as evidence of wrongdoing by Bob Ficano. After he resigned as Bob Ficano's top deputy, Assam Elder told Local 4,
I didn't do anything inappropriate. And that's the honest to God truth.
But his lawsuit accuses Ficano of concocting a plan of action to cover up the truth about the Turquia Mullen severance. The suit also claims Ficano hid the existence of about 15 other severance deals, including one covering Elder. Elder was to get $300,000 when he left county government, far more than Mullen. He never collected, but the document troubles Commissioner Laura Cox.
It's unbelievable. This isn't a for-profit business.
The agreement signed by Ficano in 2009 was supposedly to make up for Elder voluntarily giving up raises. The document generously allowed the $300,000 to be treated as regular wages to calculate Elder's retirement.
This is like a new chapter in the saga.
The suit also takes aim at Commissioner Bernard Parker. It claims Parker's son was harassing county vendors for business.
Well, I'm very confident that there's nothing that I've ever done wrong as an elected official.
And your son?
I do not believe my son would do anything like that.
The suit says other severance agreements were removed from employee files. Quoting the lawsuit, defendant Ficano told Elder that he could not afford to come clean because the timing was bad and it would hurt him politically. The suit also names County Commission Chairman Gary Warrenchek, but it's a bit puzzling because the suit barely mentions him. Here's the quote from Bob Ficano about this lawsuit by Assam Elder. It's unfortunate that after his voluntary resignation, he has chosen to be dishonest about the events during his tenure to better serve himself in this lawsuit. I look forward to the facts coming out.
Okay. Well, you know, here we go. And he said, he said, she said, he said. I did receive an email, as I shared with Anthony and Jeff, and I hesitate at some degree, which is why I did mention it yesterday. So take it with a grain of salt, folks, because I'm not able to confirm nor deny the accuracy of this. But Turquia Mullen apparently has fallen on extremely difficult financial times and has taken to relying on the kindness of family members to get through. It's my understanding, according to the email I received, that she's had to leave her residence and is now living with family and is surviving as a result of assistance, financial assistance from her family. You've got to wonder is if Assam Elder is having similar financial difficulties, being that his income has disappeared, and I would guess that he hasn't been able to replace himself in his income or find himself another job in the process. And folks, when you live at making over six figures a year, and that income is suddenly disappeared, what do you do? How do you replace it? How do you continue to live the lifestyle you are accustomed to? You don't. So very, very interesting. And it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But, Jeff, do you notice that every single one of the people, including Bob Ficano in his statement, every one of them deny that they have done anything wrong? Is it possible that they've all done the right thing? It's just we've just misunderstand all this?
Well, of course not, because they all contradict each other. I mean, Azam Elder says he didn't do anything wrong, but then later on goes on and says, well, I did, but everyone else did something wrong. And then they all call him a liar, but not, I mean, he's contradicting himself. So at one point, he's telling the truth, and at one point, he's lying.
Wow. Well, anyway. Is it time for Bob Ficano to go? That is the First Shift Facebook poll question of the day. Go over there and just go to Facebook, search for First Shift. If you don't know where we're at, you'll find us then. And go ahead and vote in our daily poll, which is about Bob Ficano today. Interestingly, our poll question of the day yesterday, Jeff, was about Matty Maroon. Do you like the guy? Do you not like the guy? We didn't get anybody that liked him, by the way. Not a one. Everybody that voted said no, he's not a good egg, and we don't dig this dude. And sure enough, the judge agreed with him yesterday. I sit here and think about, you know, all of the things that are afforded a billionaire, all of the comforts that you and I can't even fathom. And this morning, he's sitting in the Wayne County Jail and getting no favoritism at all.
You can just imagine the look on his face.
If you go to the WDIV Channel 4's website, click on Detroit.com. Paula Tutman does a story that we didn't actually we did play that
we
one,
did
right? Yes. She does a thing that it's a visual, so we didn't capture it, but she does this thing and where she's talking about the look on his face, and she actually makes the look on her face that he made on his face in the courtroom. Jeff particularly enjoyed that theater, if you will. It was funny.
It's funny because I just, you know, like, you know, you're just taking, I guess you're taking her word, well, her look for it. Because, you know, she's like, this is what the look was. And she just opens her mouth wide and her eyes wide. And that was, you know, and by that you're supposed to take away, wow, he must have been really surprised.
It was funny. There's no question. And God bless Paula Tutman. She's a very talented reporter.
Story was great. Yeah. It's just that at that point I cracked up.
Yeah, it was funny. It was just funny. All right, we're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. We have, you know, the 7 o'clock hour, Jeff, you've noticed we've now developed it into the one jam-packed hour, but we got a lot of great stuff to get to in the next hour. Minsu Longaroo from Rock, Michigan, Colors, Detroit, Gary Peters, U.S. Congressman, and Occupy Detroit. So we got a lot to get to. Take a quick break here. Diane Cross, Traffic and Weather, CNN with headline news. I'm going to go fill up my coffee. We'll meet back here in a few minutes. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes the fact that drivers are quite surprised by the slick spots that you're going to find on the roads. We had a little bit of snow, but the cold temperature is giving us icy conditions as you get on and off the freeway. A little bit of that fishtailing. If you're on the Rouge River Bridge, we've had a number of accidents through there this morning, both at Spring Wells and at the other end at Fort Street. Schaefer, be extra careful if you would.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, we are going to see snow throughout the day. Our high 27. Tonight, a chance of that snow and a low near 18. Tomorrow, a slight chance of some snow showers and a high near 23. Right now, we do have light snow at Metro Airport and 20 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Leading the news, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says there will be no let-up on pressure to force Iran to show its hand on its nuclear program.
Continue to put pressure on them. Continue to keep the world community together in implementing the sanctions and the pressure on Iran. And always keep all of our capabilities ready in the event that those red lines are crossed.
Iran blames the U.S. and Israel for the killing of another Iranian nuclear scientist this week, the third such assassination in the past 2 years. The U.S. denies any involvement. CNN national security contributor Fran Townsend says in any event, it's raising world tensions.
As the tensions rise, the opportunity for an overreaction, which could then result in an overt war, increases. And so it's a pretty dangerous cat and mouse game that's going on here.
One Iranian newspaper suggests that Iran respond in kind by targeting Israeli officials. A Marine official says two of the four U.S. Marines shown in a video urinating on dead bodies sprawled out on the ground in Afghanistan have been identified. Former U.S. POW Jessica Lynch says the video is disgusting.
They should be punished just like the, you know, military servicemen that were associated with the Abu Ghraib. But, you know, I think definitely investigate the whole story. Don't jump to conclusions.
A nationwide manhunt's underway for four pardoned murderers let out of prison in Mississippi. They were among nearly 200 convicted criminals granted clemency or a pardon by outgoing Governor Haley Barbour. Mary McAbee's brother was murdered by one of the four. She says the governor needs to explain those releases.
He needs to at least be accountable to the citizens of Mississippi, to the people of Mississippi. He needs to stand up and take a stand and at least explain his decision to do this.
South Korea says North Korea apparently test-launched three short-range missiles this week. It suggests that North Korea's military is operating normally after the death of leader Kim Jong-il last month. This is CNN Radio.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better.
Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too?
The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery. But Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four. So you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last, in-store only. Ends 1/28. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $297 or more, plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through January 25th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Dave Letterman is about to become the most tenured personality in the history of late-night TV. Reports say a deal is imminent between CBS Television and Worldwide Pants, Letterman's production company, to extend his show through 2014 at least. That would mean Dave on late night for 32 straight years. Johnny Carson was on for 30. Of course, Johnny was on one show. Dave spent his first decade on NBC. You are playing Angry Birds on your iPad and Farmville on Facebook. The makers of the PlayStation, Xbox, and Wii are none too pleased with that. Video game industry researcher NPD Group says sales of consoles and the games to play on them fell last year, down 8% from 2010. But don't feel too bad for the industry. Shoppers still spent $17 billion on gaming last year. Stock markets in most of the world have advanced today. U.S. stock futures, not so much. S&P futures down 1. NASDAQ futures at break-even. I'm Andrew O'Day, in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better.
Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too?
The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery, but Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four, so you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last, in-store only, ends 128. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
Ah, you're always ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Just some days a little more than others. Hey, a blustery day. Certainly a day Winnie the Pooh would enjoy. 6 minutes, just about 7 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday, January 13th, 2012. A pleasure to be with you. Again, we've got a rockin' hour for you. A little bit later on in this hour, we will at the 7:35, we'll check in with Congressman Gary Peters. And a great story that without his leadership, the city of Pontiac would have lost hundreds of thousands of HUD dollars. We'll find out what he did and how he saved them from losing those funds. Occupy Detroit will occupy First Shift as they do every day at 7:50. But before we do that, we've got a great guest. Many of you will remember some months back. And actually, we've done a couple different segments on this. The Restaurant Opportunity Center Rock opening up Colors Detroit in downtown Detroit. Well, they actually had their grand opening on Tuesday. So let me turn my attention to my next guest and welcome back to the show, Minsu Longaroo, who is very much involved in Colors Detroit, and we'll find out how things have been going. Again, they opened on the 10th. Here we are the 13th, so they've had a couple days under their belt. We wanted to make sure, of course, we got them in before this week got out of the way. But, Minsu, welcome back to First Shift, and a Happy New Year to you.
Oh, Happy New Year to you too, Tony. Thanks so much.
So tell us, how are things going since you guys had your big grand opening on the 10th?
Yeah, no, it's been a really exciting time for the restaurants. I just encourage everyone to come and try, Phil and the Colors trainees and workers' food is just phenomenal. The other day, Phil made some Greek meatballs. I was there for lunch. There was Zingerman feta cheese, oregano oil. And I have to say, I'm a vegetarian, but they were just about enough to turn me into a carnivore. So I really encourage everyone to come and try the restaurant. It's been a really exciting time, too, for all of us as we tried to build more job opportunities for Detroit and also feature the local foods and cuisine. We always like to say about our offerings that behind every meal there's a story, and the story of Colors so far has been one of hope, and we're really excited to invite others to join us.
Well, when is Colors open? So people wanted to come down for lunch or dinner. What are the hours of operation?
Yeah, absolutely. Our hours of operations are Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we are going to be open for, we're going to be closed for MLK. We're going to be doing some community service on that day. But starting Tuesday, January 17th, it's every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, very good. And so So people can look forward to going down. You can either go for an early lunch, late lunch, or traditional lunch because it's all there. And then at some point, are you guys going to be opening for dinner, Minsu?
Yes. Thanks for asking that. So we're going to be opening for dinner on January 27th. And if folks want more information about that, you can check out our website, which is www.colors-detroit.com, or you can look us up on Facebook at Colors Detroit.
Very, very good. What about if people want to have, I don't know, a private gathering, or they need something catered? Is Colors going to be able to accommodate people in that regard as well, Minsu?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have already hosted a number of private events and community events in the space. We have a wonderful facility for community meetings there, which is open to the public. And so, yes. We very much think of the restaurant as not just a place where people can come and eat, but also a place where people can come and build community and build movement. And we're there really to nourish the movement, to bring good food and good people to all the great causes that we're trying to advance.
Well, I guess we probably should mention where you're located. We haven't done that yet. So let's talk about your location.
Yeah, so we're conveniently located right in downtown Detroit, within walking distance of the football stadiums and baseball stadiums. We're over in what was used to be called Harmony Park, and which is now Paradise Valley. The address is 311 East Grand River, and we share the same building as the Arts League of Michigan. So if you want to come and grab delicious lunch and then check out some of the galleries and performances over at the Arts League, you can make a really nice afternoon of it.
Yeah, and not to mention that there's plenty of available parking. I've been there a few times, and so that's not an issue. So if people want to, you don't really need an excuse to do this, but what a wonderful option. And again, I went to their preview some months back, and the food there was amazing. I will get downtown this week for lunch. To say hello to Phil and everybody there, and very excited. We're going to start on the show doing some public service announcements for the Restaurant Opportunity Center, which is attached, of course, a marriage, if you will, with Colors Detroit. You know, that Rock is really there to help those that are in the food service industry, you know, elevate their gifts, give them training that they wouldn't normally be able to get in any other way. So this is really an exciting collaboration, Minsu, at the end of the day.
Yes, absolutely. It's really a powerful story of our membership, restaurant workers themselves, creating a new vision for what the industry can be. But, of course, that's going to be a vision that we're going to create with all of you, with the community. So we really join you, invite you to come down and join us and have some great eats while you're at it.
You know, let me ask the question, because I always like to give credit where credit's due. How supportive has organized labor been to Colors Detroit?
Oh, incredibly supportive. Today, actually, we're hosting a group of volunteers from the AFL-CIO who are going to be helping us, with some painting and things like that, and labor have been, supportive in a big way at the gala. The UAW especially has been a champion of Colors, especially through the UAW's Keeping the Dream Alive Foundation. So it's been really a wonderful convergence of the labor movement, the social justice movement, and the food movement. And we're so excited to be part of the growing labor movement here in Detroit, and bringing restaurant workers as part of, alongside our union brothers and sisters.
Yeah, folks, this is really a unique collaboration. And this is a growing, by the way, they're growing around the country. This started in New York, and if you go to the website, you'll get some background. We're not going to walk through all that today, but this is a concept that is growing nationally, and that Detroit has been able to, to be one of the jewels in this crown is really something to be very, but that we can all be very proud of. And I'm going to venture a guess that a year from now, 2 years from now, when this thing has really solidified itself and it's become a part of the one of the expectations. It'll be one of the greater success stories. I think it already is one of the greater success stories of what happens when good-hearted people come together with a deliberate cause of helping each other transcend old models and into new beliefs. And so I'm just so excited to be involved with this and really very much looking forward to promoting what you're doing both on the training side and the food service side of what, you know, my background, as you know, Minsu, is in food service. I've owned three restaurants. This is a project that is passionately near and dear to my heart.
Oh, thank you so much. We're just so excited to be able to share this with the community. I've been eating lunch at Colors every day, and I have to tell you, every day the food just blows me away. So I really encourage everyone to come down and try it for yourself.
All right. Minsu Longaroo, again, with Colors Detroit and in Rock, Michigan. If you go to colors-detroit.com or just search for them on Facebook at Colors Detroit, you'll find them. Folks, get down there for lunch. Just it's that simple. Just go on down and have lunch, and I think you'll find out what all the excitement's about. If you're involved in food service and you would like to get some extra training, there are some amazing opportunities that are available in that way. Again, just go to the website or go to the Facebook page. That will connect you to all that information. Minsu, thank you so much for being with us today, and I'll look forward to I'll let you know what day I'm going to be down there, so hopefully I can see you next week.
Sounds good. I'll see you for lunch, Tony.
All right.
Have a great day.
You bet. Minsu Longaroo once again with Colors Detroit. Folks, it's a beautiful space. I can't say enough about everything that they're doing down there. This is such a unique collaboration and really an amazing opportunity to have really great food to support people that really have a vision of I don't know, expanding opportunities for food service personnel in Detroit. This is just a really cool idea, and so they're open, and that's what we had in there. They're open. They opened on Tuesday, and so they'll be expanding their hours. If maybe you have an event that you would like to host, they have the facility to do that as well. A very quick break here. We'll be open lines for a little bit at the bottom of the hour. Congressman Gary Peters, of course, occupied Detroit in a bit, and I want to thank Minsu Longaroo once again with Colors Detroit for being with us this early morning. A quick break here, and we'll be back. This is 1310 WDTW. I'm Tony Trupiano. First Shift continues. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes an accident, 696 East at M10, trying to clear that. A car slid into the ditch waiting for a tow truck. M14 East at Main Street, US 23 North at Plymouth, 75 South at 4th Street. Schaefer, we've had a couple of different accidents there. You got to be careful of the bridges and the ramps getting on and off the freeway.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, we are going to see snow throughout the day. Our high is going to be 27 tonight. A chance of that snow, a low near 18. And tomorrow, look for some scattered snow showers, especially in the morning, a high near 23. Right now, still light snow, 21 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, How'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy new Martha Stewart Living or Platinum Plus carpet and get it installed for just $37. You also get lifetime stain and installation warranties. So it's never been easier to completely transform a room with better carpet at a better price. It all starts with $37 installation on new carpet. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Recently on First Shift.
The reality is, Bob Picano continues to show a pattern. After a while, you begin to wonder, and listen, I didn't wish him ill from the beginning, but Bob Picano has never been one of my top 10, you know, favorite electeds in Michigan. But I don't wish him ill, because that's like wishing the county ill, and I live in Wayne County, and I live in Michigan, and you just don't want this stuff to happen.
First Shift with Tony Trio
on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter, and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. First word.
First thoughts.
First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you.
First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
And we're back. It's 22 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday, January 13th, 2012. Oh, my. It's going to be an interesting day for moi. As I shared with you guys in the last hour, my wife was in a car accident yesterday on Telegraph near Dearborn. Actually, in Dearborn. She's fine. She is fine. Did not require her to seek medical treatment. The car, not so well, so we've got to deal with that after the show today. Couldn't get the police to show up, which was very disappointing. In fact, when she called me, she said, "I keep getting voicemail at the police department, and I don't know what the hell that's all about." I know that police don't show up to accidents much anymore. And I think it's probably one of those things where if they just happen to be driving by, or if it's like it really got the road messed up, then they'll stop. But I don't know. Jeff, are you aware if the police come out for car accidents anymore?
It's been a while since I had one.
Thank God.
Well, I guess not too long ago. The last two times I've been in an accident, second one was out in the Saline area, and the policeman did show up. I don't know why, though. I think it might have been like what you said. I didn't call him. I had a little fender bender, and actually, I got the worst of it. My bumper's off, or the front, the cosmetic part of it, it's off. And I think he would just drove by. I mean, it was a very populated or populous road or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he just stopped by and was, nice as can be. The first one, though, that I'm thinking of, I was in a parked car, and a guy backed into my truck or my car, and I couldn't drive it. They told me, call the police, and they said, "Well, drive it down to the station, we'll take a look at it." And I'm like, I don't think it's going to move. Like, it's pretty bad. And they got pretty upset when they did come down. I tried to make it sound bad so they would, that they would send somebody. And the cop showed up and said, "This isn't as bad as what you described it as," and left. So, yeah, they're not in the business of investigating accidents.
It's unfortunate, and it's not the first accident this particular vehicle's been in. What's odd about the accident, though, Jeff, although she was hit from behind, for some reason the car is having trouble staying running. It's stalling out for some reason, and I can't make a connection there at all. I just can't. Now, the guy that hit my wife, hit the front of his car is just absolutely wasted. I mean, it's gone. He hit her hard. There's no question that that's true. I was surprised that the airbag didn't engage. I was really surprised after looking at his car, not necessarily the damage to the car, to our car, but the damage to his car. It looked like the airbag should have deployed, but it did not. Which bothers me a little bit, to be honest with you. Not that I wanted it to necessarily, but yeah, you know, that's supposed to be a safety measure. And, you know, I asked her repeatedly, do you need to go to the doctor? Do you need to go to the emergency room? No, I'm fine. No, I'm fine. But, you know, you still worry about stuff like that. And she said that, you know, the seatbelt did its job and held her in place. But is that enough? And so I am a little concerned about that. But, we'll have to, again, we'll deal with it all after the show today and obviously have to get the car towed. She ended up getting it off the main road. It's on a side street now. So we're going to have it towed to the collision shop at some point and deal with it from there. But, just one of those things where a couple cars in front of her stopped really quick. So the chain reaction of that is, you know, everybody stops real quick. Unfortunately, the guy that was behind my wife didn't stop quick enough. And that's that. And that's that. So we'll deal with it later on. Very quickly, I got enough time for this. Charlie LaDuff, who we like a lot in this show. Jeff, you still working on getting him as a guest?
Yes, sir.
All right. Did a recent piece on the on emergency services. EMS? EMS dudes, right? That's what it was.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, what happens if you call? We're just speaking of the police showing up. What happens? What would have happened if my wife would have needed medical attention, which she did not? Well, if you're in the city of Detroit, the following you might find very interesting.
It's starting to boil in the streets of Detroit. Ambulances that break down. No-show police cars.
No Scotsman dispatched as of yet.
Fire trucks that can't even pump water.
I'm a 15 minutes in a fire truck to 5167 Cooper Street. My granddaddy is upstairs in the house, and the house is blowing up.
Citizens are so frustrated with the poor service, they're starting to turn on the emergency workers.
I'm going to need police on the scene. We're starting to get a crowd of unruly citizens, and they're starting to come after the firefighters.
So the solution would be to fix it, right? Well, not exactly. The mayor's doing is sending city employees to customer service class. Here's the tape.
You got to treat everybody the same way. You can't pick and choose who you treat good and who you treat bad. You got to treat everybody good.
So what they teach in that class?
Service with a smile. I'm sorry, sir. I know it took us an hour to get here for your life-threatening emergency, but although this emergency had to wait, we're going to make sure and make you smile today, because that's what's important.
How much did they pay you for that?
Overtime, time and a half, a little over a few hundred dollars.
Times all of EMS, how much is that?
About $100,000.
That's almost enough for a new ambulance.
Or some mechanics.
So you wouldn't have to be sitting there broken down in the middle of gunfire on New Year's Eve.
That was scary.
Shots fired everywhere, no units available. Truck's breaking down, and we're stuck.
So how many employees are going, and how much that costing? Mayor's press guy says he doesn't know. He's only been on the job 3 days. He's the fifth one in 5 months.
Don't attack us. Don't be mad at us. It's above our level. We just want to keep you safe, and we're here to do our jobs.
Well, but at least they now know how to give service with a smile. And that's what's important, Jeff, is that, I love the characterization. We're sorry we're an hour late to your life-threatening call. But, before we leave today, we want to make sure that we leave you with a smile. And that's what matters.
The chilling part of that tape is when he is playing. I think it's the same guy that Charlie's interviewing is a... He's an EMS worker who apparently, you know, felt comfortable enough to talk to Charlie about this. But he actually, I think he took a video on like an iPhone or whatever phone he had of him stuck on New Year's Day, you know, in the gunfire going on in the background. I mean, maybe he took it thinking this might be, you know, this might be the last thing I tape. I have no idea. But the video, if you go out, you know, on their website and watch it, it's pretty crazy.
Hmm. Yeah, well, again, not that there isn't a place for this kind of training, Jeff. I'm not saying that, but, wow, it's a matter of priorities. And you just really begin to wonder how they begin to place priorities. I don't understand that part of it. I really, really don't. Well, anyway, that's that. Thought we would share that little bit of information with you. So at least you know that if you need EMS in Detroit, well, they're going to give you a service with a smile. Maybe there's something to be said for that. If any of you, of course, have experienced that, maybe you'll give us a call and let us know. All right, we're going to take a real quick break here. When we come back, Congressman Gary Peters will join us. We'll get into the situation with HUD, the emergency manager in Pontiac, and what the congressman did to save hundreds of thousands of dollars for this community that's bleeding cash left and right. Was it the emergency manager's fault? Well, there may be some question to that. The congressman has an answer. This is First Shift. We'll continue after this quick break.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. We're dealing with some slick roads this morning, catching a lot of folks by surprise, including the accident 94 westbound near Rawsonville. And we had a car slide off the roadway, 96 east at M59, 696 east at M10. Another one slid into the ditch, waiting for tow trucks. Look for a slow go on M14 east near Main Street and US 23 north near Plymouth, where we had earlier accidents.
Drive through McDonald's and try the new dollar menu featuring meaty, melty McDouble with 100% beef and cheese or the golden McChicken. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, we are going to see snow throughout the day. Our high is going to be 27 tonight. A chance of that snow, a low near 18. And tomorrow, look for some scattered snow showers, especially in the morning, a high near 23. Right now, still light snow, 21 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The new year is off to an old start. Workers rallying at state houses to defend their rights. Jesse Russell has more.
2012 is starting off much like 2011 with images of concerned citizens filling state houses. This year, instead of the images starting in Wisconsin, they're starting in Indiana, where workers are opposing a Republican plan to turn the state into a so-called right-to-work state. The legislation would ban businesses and unions from writing contracts that would require employees to pay dues to the unions that represent them. Last week, members of the NFL Players Association challenged legislators to vote against the legislation, as they considered it an attack on workers. This week saw Oklahomans standing with their Indiana counterparts, detailing how right-to-work has had a negative impact on their state. Jesse Isbell is an Oklahoma worker.
There is no anecdotal or empirical evidence that right-to-work has benefited Oklahoma's state economy in any way. The truth is, it has driven down wages.
Oklahoma was the 22nd state to pass the legislation. Since that legislation passed, manufacturing jobs continue to move to Mexico and overseas. The most recent company to pack up was Bridgestone Tire, where Isbell was an employee of 36 years.
When you think of medical helicopter pilots, you may not immediately think union. But Dan McDade is a med flight chopper pilot who is also president of OPEIU Local 109, affiliated with the Professional Helicopter Pilots Association. This is the most challenging time of year for pilots who must keep an irregular schedule.
The pager, the tones can go off at, 2 o'clock in the morning, and usually, like 2 and 3 in the morning when we have to go fly. That's kind of like the most dangerous time, only because it's hard to get any kind of a sleep cycle where we shift from days to nights and things like that. So, and you're on for 12 hours at a time. So we do have crew rest issues.
McDade says unionized pilots have a voice on the job, a critical voice when it comes to safety.
The guys doing the job needed to be a factor in controlling their safety. Most of the safety improvements that have happened because of the unions that have brought those safety changes and made them happen. If a federal regulation needs to happen, it is not usually the company that is lobbying Congress to make it happen. Usually it's the unions.
This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO and by Ulico, the Union Labor Life Insurance Company. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show. Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595. Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday the 13th. Pleasure to be with you. It is a little bit blustery out there. You want to be careful. The roads are a little bit slick. But, again, folks, we've been doing this a long time. Just pay attention. You're going to be okay. Talking about paying attention, if it weren't for people like Congressman Gary Peters, the folks in Pontiac might be out hundreds of thousands of dollars. And a story that has received lots of attention for a variety of reasons. Number one, the congressman did save Pontiac hundreds of thousands of dollars, but more appropriately, as we have been, especially on this show and in other outlets, focusing on Public Act 4, the Emergency Manager Bill, and what it's done, we know that Lou Schimmel, who has been a real problem in the city of Pontiac, kind of an in-your-face kind of guy, a couple weeks ago said that everything in Pontiac, every city asset was up for sale. There's a bit of arrogance about him. It seems to me that he was dropping the ball. Congressman Peters' office was following this and of course, caught a huge error, which might have cost the city of Pontiac a lot of money. Joining me now is Congressman Gary Peters. Let me, first of all, Congressman, wish you a happy new year and welcome you back to First Shift.
Well, thank you, Tony. Happy New Year to you, and it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, ultimately, thanks for you and your staff for paying attention to what was going on in Pontiac. Let me ask you, how did you catch this error by Lou Schimmel?
Well, what we were dealing with were community development block grants that the city of Pontiac had been receiving for years and years, coming to the city of Pontiac. And what the emergency manager did was to shift those monies to Oakland County to have some administration done at Oakland County. But the way he did it was a way that would cost the city really over 3 years, over $2 million. You had a choice. You can keep the money coming to the city and contract out for the county to actually administer it. So the city would have received, and we'll hear today exactly what they'll get, but probably about $1.4 million. But instead, the emergency manager shifted it to the county, part of the county's urban county program, which you would then get the allocation based on what Oakland County was entitled to, not the city of Pontiac. And that would be roughly $700,000 to $800,000 less per year over the next 3 years, which simply doesn't make any sense. We need to keep every federal dollar we can in the city of Pontiac. And it's about making sure those investments are being made for the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, and certainly as we take I happen to have Congressman Peters a lot of love for the city of Pontiac. At one point, I owned a restaurant there. I lived in Pontiac for many years. It's a wonderful community, a lot of rich history. And to see it suffer the way it suffered the last few years has been difficult for me to watch. But to see this emergency manager, place kind of a blind faith in process when of course we see what you were able to point out, and again, you're proving that the mismanagement of this money would have been really a disaster to this community. To imagine giving away, literally throwing away hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of dollars. In a move that was haphazardly done. And I think that this is a direct result when you don't have democratically elected people running your city.
Well, I think the emergency manager has a responsibility just in the short run to try to balance the budget in the short term. These community development block grants money can't be used for that. They're used for specific projects that are being carried out in the city. And, I don't know the motivations. I don't want to question any of that, but if it's easier just to shift it away and not worry about it, that makes his job easier. It may be easier for him in the short term, but it's not good for the city for the long term. And as you mentioned, he's not accountable to anybody. He's an emergency manager that's put in there with no accountability to the people of the city of Pontiac. An elected official knows that they are accountable to those citizens, and they're accountable to the citizens not just this year's budget or next year's budget. They're accountable as to their vision and the work that they're doing for a city for the next 5 to 10 years. It's about making investments in the city, making that city healthy, making that city vibrant, and that takes planning and that takes a commitment over many years and thinking long term, not just the short term.
Well, you know, and again, that's where, of course, you and in your office come in. Again, I one of the things I had said as we were introducing the topic is this has gotten a lot of attention. And in fact, I yesterday late in the day I did just a quick Google search. I'm talking major media, both the broadcast, television, and newspaper, and print, and blog. 19 separate, what I would consider major news outlets, are covering this story. You got to wonder, Congressman Peters, why this is getting so much attention. I guess I've just come up with the idea, or I'm just resigned to the fact that finally the news media is beginning to understand that maybe Public Act 4 is a little more dangerous than the legislature would lead us to believe.
Yeah, certainly you have to look at the details and nuance, and even this topic. You know, and I appreciate the coverage that we're getting. It is nuanced. It's more complicated, and you've got to spend some time explaining to people why this is not a good decision. The decision was made was not good. It may have been helpful to the emergency manager in the short term, but how damaging it was for the city long term, it takes some time to explain. But people need to be aware that there are significant problems when you transfer control of a city away from elected officials, away from a democratic process. America is built on a democratic process. America is built on people being empowered to have a say in their city, and people who they elect taking their vision and implementing it. You move away from that basic foundation of America when you put such wide-ranging power in the hands of someone who is not elected and not accountable to anybody.
Yeah, you know, and Congressman, at some level, and you know, the one thing that we haven't really covered yet is Lou Schimmel is basically publicly arguing with you specifically, saying that his hand was forced and he had to do what he had to do, instead of saying, hey, thank you for your help in this, because ultimately what you did was help him. I mean, you did. You provided an avenue that he wasn't aware. Listen, he's one guy. We don't expect him to know everything. You know, just admit that, that what he needed was for you to come in and assist him. There's nothing wrong with admitting that.
Well, and that's, it would have been easier if we were informed earlier. This involved federal money. Unfortunately, we didn't learn about it till after the decision was down the road, so it took considerable amount of effort to try to undo it and to fix it. And you know, we didn't disagree that there needed to be some changes in some of the management of this program, and that Oakland County, it made some sense to have Oakland County manage it. But there was a choice. You could have $1.4 million coming into Pontiac and contract out to the Oakland County to help them manage it in the short term, or you could send it to the county in the urban county program and only have $400,000 or $500,000 coming in and have no guarantee that the city of Pontiac would get any money. That second choice is simply unacceptable, and that's the one that was chosen. That made no sense whatsoever. Had we known about it earlier, we would have been able to prevent it. We learned about it later after it already went through the process in the Oakland County, and County Commissioner Tim Grimel was fighting the battle and brought it to our attention to be involved. At that point, we worked very diligently with HUD and was able to find a way to fix this problem, to keep the money in the city of Pontiac, keep make sure that that money is being invested in Pontiac. So it was there were two choices. One was clearly bad. And that had to be fixed.
No, you know, and again, let me just share some information that your office provided to me. It says, under the federal statute authorizing the CDBG, that's the block grant program, had Pontiac relinquished its status as an entitlement city, it would have been stuck with the arrangement for at least 3 years. Congressman, thank God you were able to intervene when you did.
Well, thank you, Tony, and we'll keep working. Very strongly that we've got to keep every dollar here in Southeast Michigan, bring federal money in. We've got to make investments in our community and our region, and we've got to be doing everything we can to make sure that those investments are being made, and we're going to continue that.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you so much for your time again. You know, my bias, being somebody that loves the city of Pontiac, a former resident of the city, so I'll wear my bias on my sleeve. I just want to, I'm grateful that you were able to intervene, that we were able to correct that you're able to correct this problem, and again to force what I think is an important light on this this Public Act 4, and an emergency manager who, in my opinion, and maybe my opinion only, is in way over his head. But we'll save that for another time. Congressman, thank you so much, and of course we're always here if you need us, and appreciate the going to bat for us once again.
Well, thank you, Tony. Always a pleasure to be with you. Have a great day.
All right, Congressman Gary Peters. This is an important story. And, again, I'm thrilled that the major media did not ignore this story, and they did not. All of the broadcast media covered it. All of the major blogs covered it. All of the newspapers covered it, including the Oakland Press, the Detroit News, the Detroit Free Press, amongst some of the other blogs. I don't know, folks. You sit down and you think about what could have happened, which didn't happen. But we're talking about the community like Pontiac that desperately is in need of dollars, desperately in need of dollars. To have the city, the emergency financial manager, literally throw that money away by giving control of those funds to Oakland County as opposed to keeping it into the city of Pontiac and the entitlement, quote unquote, entitlement city. Man, that's just a disaster. I mean, if that isn't reason alone for you to sit straight up and to wonder what the direction of the emergency manager law is, Lou Schimmel, again, he doesn't need to be ashamed. He should be grateful that the congressman's office, including what the work that Tim Grimmel did, who is, by the way, running for state rep, and we're hoping to have him on the show. In fact, next week, I got a call from somebody yesterday asking me to get him on, and we'll absolutely do that. Introduce you folks to Tim Grimmel. You need to meet the guy that helped the congressman save the city of Pontiac thousands upon thousands, if not millions of dollars. A quick break here. When we come back, Occupy Detroit occupies for a shift. So you're going to want to stay right where you're at. This is For a Shift. I'm Tony Trupiano, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Well, welcome Theo in Detroit.
Well, thank you, Tony. I want to tell you I appreciate the fact that you bring information that we might not otherwise hear anyplace else.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So, if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi, I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
My guest is Grant Bossy. He is with Watchdog.org in New Hampshire.
I don't think the ads are particularly negative or worse than they used to be. They're coming from the sweetness and apple pie pack instead of from the candidates themselves, and we don't have those ridiculous 3 seconds of I approve this message at the end. But other than that, I think they might be losing their effectiveness a little more, you know, in the age of DVRs when we just fast forward through all the commercials.
First Shift with Tony
on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet. Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano
on 1310 WDTW.
And welcome back. It is 7:50. That only means one thing on First Shift. It means it's time for Occupy Detroit to occupy First Shift. And we've got a great guest for you this morning. Joining us now is David McCoon Abramson, who is here to talk to us about a really neat training that Occupy Detroit is going to be involved with tomorrow. And David, I want to welcome you to First Shift and wish you a Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine. David, you sound loud and clear. Glad to hear from you. Tell us a little bit about this training. What's going on?
Absolutely. So I'm a member of the Bridge and 8 Mile crew, and we are an initiative that comes out of the Association for Youth Empowerment. It's a 501c3 right here in town. And what we are committed to is breaking through the walls of separation, isolation, alienation, and fear that keep us at each other's throat. And we're working with the Occupy Detroit crew, and what we see is that they have a great message out there in terms of people resisting the evictions and the craziness that goes on around our economy. And what we say is that that's a great first step, but what there really is to happen in this place to make the changes that we're committed to is the way that we at the level of community get over these 500 years of separation where we've been at each other's throat and grow to know and love each other at the level of community and put the kids first.
Well, you know, just the bridging 8 Mile for anybody, of course, that's paid attention over the last three or more decades. David, you know, knows that that's the infamous line, you know, isn't it? It's all about 8 Mile. What side of 8 Mile you live on? And
amen.
And you know, and yeah, it's a tired, you know, at some level. And you know, I'm 50, almost 51 years old, David. You get tired of having this discussion because it should be unnecessary at this point. We should have been able to erase this imaginary line years ago. Yet we still continue to need to address it, don't we?
Absolutely. So here's what we live inside of as human beings that we are not even responsible for because we can't even see it. It's like the air we breathe. That when the Romans were conquering the world, if you will, you know, they put into place divide and conquer, and it worked really, really well. It did the job. Here's the next thing, is that when the European folks went about colonizing the world, what they took divide and conquer, and then they just took it to the next level, which was divide and rule. So when you look at how the Europeans have gone around the world and kept people at each other's throat, that provides the perfect lever for the folks with the resources to continue the ruling. And I'm not even going to make them wrong. There's not a bone in my body that's going to make these folks wrong. We've all been living inside this thing for 500 years. We can't even see it. But what I say, and right straightforward, straight without a chaser, is that to the extent that I can trust you, I can work with you. And to the extent that I know you, I can trust you. Here's the question. How do we get to know each other? That's where Bridging 8 Mile comes in.
All right. So tell us this training that's going to happen tomorrow that Occupy Detroit's getting involved in. It seems to me fairly obvious why they're getting involved in this. Just give me, you know, from a practical standpoint, what's going to happen tomorrow?
Absolutely. First off, we're at the Fort Street Presbyterian at Fort near 3rd over by Cobo.
Okay.
We start at 9:30 in the morning. We go through the whole first part of the day is going to be about really getting real about these things that keep us separate, like talking to each other as human beings, getting real about it. We're going to have all kind of action-oriented kind of exercises where people get to break down these walls of discomfort between us. Then we transition into some stages where we start getting what do we have in common with each other. And once we start getting what we got in common with each other, miracles start happening. But here's where the real cool stuff starts happening. That there's a stage where we will go through, and I promise, we will go through an exercise where that room will go from 100 people who don't know each other to 100 people who can't wait for the opportunity to team with each other, and then we take a break, and then we take the whole rest of the day is specific and measurable actions about how do we go about building this community, how do we team together, how do we share our resources such that instead of you and me being separate, pulling in different directions, we can see what we overlap, and now we can get into action.
No, and certainly, David, I mean, you know, common sense would dictate if we work together, we'll accomplish more. And that may seem overly simplistic, but it's not. And in fact, if we're not working in concert, you know, we talked on the show yesterday during our Occupy movement about creating community. They're doing that through the Restoration Project, you know, where they're renovating some of these homes or better yet, in some cases, making some of these homes impenetrable so that they can't be used for drug use or prostitution or whatever. You know, that this really is about building community, and it may seem overly simplistic, but it's not. At some level, you have to begin with the basic tenets of community, whether that's communication, how to dialogue with each other, how to get along. Someone has to have that conversation.
Oh, and it's not just laying around waiting to happen. Believe me, it needs to be generated. And I'd you know, and again, just to reiterate, we're at the Fort Street Presbyterian at Fort and Third tomorrow. Go to www.bridging8mile.org. You get lots of information. And here's a question to ask. Just, it's real simple. In the world we live in right now, how are God-fearing, church-going, family-oriented black Christian men going to figure out how to team up and get down at the level where we're working with the kids? How are we going to team up with atheistic, vegan, socialist, gay artists? That's a real practical question in the world. The question is, how do we get there from here? That's where we're going. That's where we're going. Is I don't care how separate we are when we begin the day. I think we got something that's going to just light this place up.
Well, you know, you just make an interesting point. I don't think, David, it's about how you begin the day. It's going to be about how you end the day.
You got that right. You know, Tony, I believe in transformation and redemption. And I believe with all my heart and all my mind and all my soul that Detroit can become the greatest place on earth for a kid. And what the future I'm looking out at, too, is in the same way if you want to become a spectacular chef, you go to Paris. Or you want to become a spectacular person in at the edges of the movie industry, you go to Los Angeles. Imagine the future, Tony, where we're living out, where if you want to be a spectacular teacher, you want to be an advocate for children, nothing else is going to be more valuable. You come to Detroit. Stand out in that future and see what you see. It's amazing.
Wow, beautifully said and said with a lot of passion. Obviously, David, you care a great deal about the city.
Absolutely. My family came up here from South Carolina, Tony. I still got 5 sibs down in the South. And for those listening, I do have blue eyes. And here's the deal. I lived at Second and Seward back in, I'm 58 years old. I was 13 years old when the place flew apart. I just around the corner down the street from the Algiers Hotel. I know exactly the experience of what it's like to be scared and afraid and trying to figure out what's going on in this world. And I left home and I was married and I started raising kids. I was 1 week into 16 years old. I've been a working man my entire life. And the deal is I have had the opportunity, thank God, to be able to see into other cultures, into other experiences. And what I do know is that there are people right now in the world I live in that say, you know, I would love to play down there in Detroit. I think you got something really cool going on.
Well, you do, David. We're just out of time. I just want to, you know, again, thank you, and we are really up against top of the hour. But I want to thank you for your passion and your time, and I hope that we get to visit with you again. David McCune Abramson, and we got to get to the break, folks. When we come back, Joe DeSano joins us. This is First Shift. We'll be back.
Third 1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update. It's been a morning that needs some extra time out there. We've seen some slow speeds because of slick spots on the road. What's catching people by surprise is as you get on and off the freeway or go over bridge or ramp, overpasses, that kind of thing, that's where we've had accidents. We had a couple cars slide off the road. 196 East near 59, 696 East near M10. Different accidents working. 94 West near Rawsonville. Still trying to clear the one M14 East near Main Street. US 23 North near Plymouth. We had a couple of those off to the shoulder.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, we are going to see snow throughout the day. Our high is going to be 27 tonight. A chance of that snow, a low near 18. And tomorrow, look for some scattered snow showers, especially in the morning, a high near 23. Right now, still light snow, 21 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story this hour, the face-off between Iran and the West is getting more tense. Iran blames the U.S. and Israel for the killing of an Iranian nuclear scientist this week, and Iran continues its threat to shut off the Strait of Hormuz, an important shipping channel for Middle East oil. CNN's Barbara Starr reports Defense Secretary Leon Panetta warns Iran not to act on that threat.
We have no formal real communication with that government, and yet tensions are at an all-time high. So what Panetta wants to do is lay it out in public, make it very clear. No nuclear weapon, no closing of the Strait of Hormuz. You can't do that, or we will respond.
CNN national security contributor Fran Townsend says the current dust-up with Iran is nothing to scoff at.
It's a chess game. There are moves and there are countermoves. And the most important piece to this is you hope in this game of chess that one side or the other doesn't overreact.
A U.S. military investigation into a video showing Marines urinating on dead bodies in Afghanistan reveals the Marines are from the 3rd Battalion at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Marine Corps Reserve Captain Timothy Kudo says this is the act of just a few individuals and not a widespread problem.
It doesn't happen, frankly, and that's what's so disappointing about this, is because this is how people think that service members abroad act, and it's simply not true.
Several hundred Penn State alumni turned out last night to listen to school president Rodney Erickson talk about the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal that brought down legendary football coach Joe Paterno. Former Penn State player Franco Harris says Paterno should not have been fired.
It was one of the dumbest things that they ever did to Penn State. And they call it the best interest.
Impatient shopping crowds can get surly in China, too. A scuffle broke out at a mall in Beijing today when there was a delay opening the doors to start selling the popular Apple iPhone 4S. One person threw eggs at the store. An announcement was made that none of the phones would be available at the store. And police were called in. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Last year was a tough one for the video game business, but the game is not over. Researcher NPD Group says sales of video games and consoles fell 8% in 2011 from 2010, and no sales pop for the holidays. December was 21% worse than the year earlier for video games, as many people switched to games on their computers and mobile devices. Still, the industry, though, made $17 billion in 2011. The U.S. headquarters of Novartis is likely a nervous place today. The Swiss drug maker is cutting almost 2,000 U.S. jobs, many of them in New Jersey, as well as offices in New York and Washington. The cutback comes as the patent expires on the company's lucrative blood pressure drug, Diovan. Stock markets in most of the world up today. We here in the States may have no such luck this Friday the 13th. S&P futures right now down 3 points. NASDAQ futures losing 1. Dow futures off 14. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better. Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too?
The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery. But Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four. So you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last, in-store only. Ends 1/28. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome, everybody. It is First Shift with Tony Trupiano. It's our last hour of the week. We do like to say we save the best for last. And we do. We want to remind you that our toll-free number, if you care to join us in this hour, well, it's 888-552-3595. I know that some of you often like to join us when we have Joe DeSano on. We're going to get to Joe in just a moment, but feel free to do that, 888-552-3595. Again, all I ask is that you make it topical to what we're discussing. Our email address, if you would rather connect that way, tony@thetonyshow.org. And, of course, last but not least, on Twitter, at Tony Trupiano. Guys, go ahead, give me my intro, and we'll get going.
With his razor-sharp precision,
First Shift welcomes back
Michigan's most informed political insider.
You don't even know where to start. To belabor the cowboy point, it's the wild Midwest out there. I just take such joy in watching the far-right wingers go spastic over this, because really, I think it is sound public policy, and, you know, there's the old cliche of the stop clock, because you even write twice a day.
Partner in Main Street Strategies, Mr. Joe DeSano.
And we welcome back with the six shooter on both hip, Mr. Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies. Joe, a pleasure to have you back on the show. And already emails are coming in. Wonderful. How are you, Joe?
I'm living the dream. How are you, Tony?
I'm living the dream as well. I'm living the dream.
Living the dream.
Get a load of you. Living the dream. I got to tell you, I had a wonderful yesterday. I was asked to come out to UAW Region 1 and to participate in a panel discussion on engaging union brothers and sisters in this election year 2012 and how we can do that. And had an amazing time, Joe. just an amazing time. I always I always enjoy the work that the UAW does in getting their base, their membership energized to the political process. And, you know, here the calendar's really just turning to 2012, and UAW's on top of it, man. So I just had a great day yesterday.
Well, I tell you, going down to Region 1A is always a joy. I cut my teeth down there very early in my career, running some state house races and working for Congressman Dingell, and it's just such a special place. To me, it's almost ground zero for Democratic political action. The downriver communities are just great places to live, grow, and have family and learn about politics. It's a great place.
Yeah, I was actually at Region 1, which I've never been to before. That's okay. Region 1A, I have a lot of love for. In fact, without Region 1A, my run for Congress would have looked a lot different than it did.
That's right.
You know, absolutely. You don't do anything politically without Region 1A. But I'd never been, I'd never been to Region 1 before, and met Chuck Hall yesterday, and just a beautiful facility they have over there.
Oh, it's a great building. I don't have the sentimental attachment to that, but that I do with Region 1A. But both of them are quite special places, no question.
Yeah, well, good stuff. Anyway, good to have you back. Although we had you in studio last week, we will survive not having you in studio this week. We hope that you would, and we won't get into it publicly, but we hope that the meeting that you needed to make after we had breakfast went well.
Actually, it did, and if all things work out, it's going to be a major political news story, if it works out. I'm not sure if I'm going to be a participant in it, but it would be a seismic shift in Michigan's congressional delegation if it all works out.
Let me just kind of turn the topic a little bit, because I this is big news this morning, and for a variety of reasons, and I would love for you to weigh in on this. Matty Maroon finds himself in a Wayne County jail today with his chief aide, Dan Stamper. Would love your thoughts on that, Joe.
Well, I'll tell you what. There is something, I don't know the particulars of the case, but taking the individuals out of it, I think it says something about the American justice system, where a billionaire can go to a jail cell next to a crackhead. There is equality under law. There's equal protection, and I think just on the face of it, there is proof that there still is some justice out there. I don't know the particulars of the case, and I haven't followed it all that closely, very honestly. But people say there's no justice, and clearly when a billionaire can go to jail just as easily as a crackhead, I think that shows that there's still some equality out there that we need to celebrate, because in a lot of countries this would never happen.
Well, again, I think that there are some people that were stunned yesterday morning when news broke that certainly this multi-billionaire found himself handcuffed and being led by deputies out of the courtroom and into a jail cell, and certainly as it's recounted in the papers this morning, the lawyers and Jeff and I were talking about this earlier on, Joe. You know, the lawyers and he had a team of about 10 lawyers scrambling, begging this judge for over an hour. One of them even saying, "Put me in jail instead of Matty Maroon." The judge said, "No, this is about doing what's right." They've had an opportunity.
Well, I'm torn on the whole subject. I mean, yes, he's a billionaire, but also he's an 80-year-old man. I think that in itself should open up some sort of leniency. But like I said previously, you know, we have a justice system that will put a billionaire next to a petty criminal. That is, in itself, I think, a testament to our justice system. Apparently he exudes this charisma and loyalty, among folks that results in what you just talked about, people offering to go to jail in his stead. I mean, that's a powerful statement.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, you know, we will see how that plays out today. Just wanted your thoughts on that. And one other story I wanted to get your thoughts on. I had opined about this yesterday as I saw it as more of a political move than necessarily a punitive one. My friend, Harvey Santana, state representative, was removed as the minority vice chair of the Agriculture Committee yesterday in response to a verbal shouting match he had with the Democratic Rep. David Nathan on the waning minutes of the legislative session in 2011. I think, and in my opinion, Joe, a total overreaction by Jace Bulger's office. I think that it was done politically definitely for political reasons, especially when nothing happens to David Nathan at all. It just seems to me like they were taking a little advantage of who will agree, and even himself, Harvey Santana, agreed, a little bit hot-headed. Maybe they went just a little bit too far in this one, in my opinion.
Well, you know, there's two extremes here. There's Jace Bulger, who probably had went to one extreme of punitively punishing Harvey Santana, who, you know, as you said, admits to being a bit of a hothead. I think he's got to get that management under control, otherwise he's going to be just a minor footnote in Detroit political history. And then you've got the other extreme, where Randy Richardville is an enabler of State Senator Rick Jones, who is running around Lansing calling female PR executives hookers. And Randy Richardville does nothing. So there's two extremes here, and neither of them are correct. But you know, Harvey's got to get this temper under control. I mean, I've had some run-ins with him, and that are very minor in nature, but I think it's indicative of a temper problem. But on the other hand, you know, Bulger definitely did overreact. I think they've had it out for Santana since he got elected. I mean, why else would you put a lawmaker from Detroit on the Ag Committee, other than to get him out of sight and mind? Because he is a powerful voice, and I just don't want to see that powerful voice go to waste by mistakes and outbursts that marginalize the important things he has to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I made my feelings on this clear yesterday, so I don't need to necessarily revisit not unlike what you were saying. I don't need to revisit that in a bigger way. We got about a minute and a half before break. So let me start with this. Let's talk just briefly about New Hampshire, and then we'll come back and get into some more specifics. Obviously, we saw Mitt Romney, and I thought did powerfully well in New Hampshire. I know that the way the Democratic National Committee's spinning it, and that he should have done better, and without the wealthy vote, he wouldn't have done as well, and that's all well and good. You know, he got almost 40% of the vote, better than most thought he would get. In fact, he was polling at 32-33% before we were going into Tuesday. You know, to come out of it, Joe, at 40%, I thought Mitt Romney did well in New Hampshire.
Yeah, you know, if you take off the partisan hat and look at it with a cold calculation, yeah, there's no question he did well. I think he got 39-40% of the vote, as you said. I can't think of any non-incumbent president who's gotten those kind of who's broken 40% in New Hampshire. Certainly no one in recent memory has that hasn't been an incumbent. So, you know, he did well. I think the storyline coming out of these early Republican primaries is that the Tea Party is so fractured and very honestly so out of touch with reality that they're going to rue the day that they didn't coalesce behind one Tea Party candidate.
All right, let's hold it there, Joe, because we got to get to the break. We'll come back and pick it up. Joe DeSana with us, the partner in Main Street Strategies. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Any of you guys vote Republican? I'm not supposed to. This isn't political, so I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
On 1310 WDTW. 1410 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update. It's been a little bit of a tough ride the last hour or so. Slick spots on the roadways really backing things up for those trying to come in toward downtown. 94 West after M10. Disabled vehicle block in the left lane. That's got to slow from before Cadieux for those on 94 West. Those on I-75 South trying to get on to 94 or past it, you're backed up from before the Davison because of the accident. Those on Mound Road southbound near 15 Mile Road, we've had a pretty bad accident working there for a while. Pretty slow on the route through right now, westbound Mound in towards 75.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, we are going to see snow, scattered snow throughout the day. Our high near 27 tonight. Some of that snow, a low near 18. Tomorrow, there's a slight chance of snow showers and our high only 23. Right now, we do have light snow, fog, mist at the airport and 21 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Recently on First Shift.
There are two laws currently in Congress that you need to know about. One of them is called the Protect IP Act, or PIPA, and the other one is the Stop Online Piracy Act, known as SOPA. They are companion bills. Assistant Professor Aaron Perzanowski at Wayne State Law School.
Under the Protect IP Act, here's what would happen if this bill becomes law. If a federal prosecutor alleges to a court that a foreign website facilitates copyright or trademark infringement. Now, that might mean as little as a site that provides a link to infringing material elsewhere on the internet. A court can then order an internet service provider to prevent U.S. citizens from accessing that website. It required no court approval, no oversight at all, no neutral evaluation of the merits of these claims. These both would be disastrous bills.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $297 or more, plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through January 25th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday, January 13th, the year 2012. Joe DeSano, my guest, partner in Main Street Strategies, talking New Hampshire politics, and certainly Mitt Romney did quite well. Again, Joe, I think you put that perfectly. If you put your partisanship hat aside and just look at the cold data, he did well. I mean, he did, you know, better than McCain did 4 years ago. You know, we can get into all the specifics, but you make a profoundly important point about the Tea Party. I had posted an article to the Facebook, the First Shift Facebook page a few days ago. That kind of broke down what's happened to the Tea Party in New Hampshire, and it's basically disappeared.
Yeah, they're a pretty pathetic lot. They all think that they're keepers of the Tea Party flame, and no one is going to ever measure up to their idealistic standards. Everyone is tainted somehow. And they all want to be kingmakers, and no one wants to be subjects. And this has allowed Mitt Romney to waltz right through these two, the early primary and early caucus as we head into South Carolina. And I think, you know, they're going to have to soul search. And there's two things that are going to happen here. Either they're going to continue to be a force or at least exist, or they're going to withdraw and become angrier and bitterer than they already are and not engage, and walk away. I think they're going to take their ball and go home. I think they're a bunch of pathetic losers, and there's no bigger evidence of that than allowing Mitt Romney to waltz through this domination process. And by the way, thank you, because Mitt Romney is going to win the Democratic National Committee, and the Obama campaign is done with him. Mitt Romney is going to seem like a character out of a Dickens novel, the way this guy's amassed wealth at the expense of American workers. I mean, he's almost the perfect candidate you want to run against. So I don't fear Mitt Romney as a nominee, much like I would maybe some other Republicans that declined to run. I think it's going to be a difficult campaign because of the money the Republicans are going to put up against Obama, but I mean, you know, I think you gotta sell something, and I think in the marketplace of 2012, at least how it looks heading into 2012, I think Romney is going to be almost the worst product you could sell in this marketplace. So that's my thoughts on the matter.
Well, let's move the process to Michigan. We know that we have a primary here on February 28th. And depending on who you listen to, it may or may not be a significant part of the process. You know, will Mitt Romney have the nomination sewn up by then? Some people say he already does. Of course, so we need to get through South Carolina and Florida, and there's, you know, some chance that this could get muddied up a little bit, and that Michigan will matter, Joe. But from where you're sitting, what do you think it looks like?
Well, the Michigan primary is going to be on February 28th. That is 6 weeks from now, so that's an eternity in politics. I think more than likely what will happen is after South Carolina, I think you're going to see Gingrich fall by the wayside. I think Santorum will still be around because he can live off the land at a very cheap price and build his organization on the remnants of the Huckabee machine, the evangelical nut jobs. They'll always be there for him. Ron Paul ain't going nowhere. I mean, he's going to continue to rack up delegates in all these primaries and caucuses across the country, and leverage that for some type of action at their convention. Now, he has no chance of winning the nomination. There's no question of that. But he will be a force to be dealt with. And he's actually building a Michigan organization where other candidates have chosen to pass up Michigan as an opportunity by virtue of the fact that Romney's a born and bred Michigander. I think that's a mistake. I don't think the political establishment here on the Republican side is certainly in love with Romney, but that's not indicative, I think, of the feelings that the Republican electorate at large feels. So I think you're going to see Santorum be competitive here, and I think you're definitely going to see Ron Paul here in force. I mean, he has on the ground troops.
Well, you know, I think this comment yesterday, the day before. You know, we'll see Ron Paul take, you know, his all of his marbles and get to the convention, and then, you know, play the broker game. He did it 4 years ago. He'll do it 4 years from now. He enjoys being part of the conversation. There is some of Ron Paul is about his ego, and he likes to play the political game. And that's fine. I mean, that's all well and good, and it makes it interesting, and it gives us something to talk about as well. Joe, let's go to the phones, though, and get a call or two in before we have to get to the bottom of the hour break. Again, folks, if you care to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. We'll welcome Kwame in West Bloomfield to First Shift. Kwame, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Joe DeSano.
Hey, nice to talk to you guys again. Hi, Joe. I'm listening
to
what you're saying, and I hear what you're saying, and I believe it in terms of the difficulty of Democrats winning this election. But, you know, I'm an independent. I lean heavily Democratic, but we have a lot stacked against us. For instance, we have to worry about all the Secretary of States across the nation. They're doing their best to make sure that voting because of identification is difficult. We're going to have to deal with Diebold again. Just voter fraud in general. Now, because of Citizens United, all the money that's going to come, not just from wealthy people here in the United States, but business-minded people in China and India that are going to throw money to these Republicans. I think Democrats really need to wake up and see what's going on, because I have a sneaky suspicion that if we're not careful, the race is going to be so close that it's going to be stolen like it was from Gore, like it was from Kerry. I don't know. I think that Democrats may not win this again. I'll take my comment off the air.
All right, Kwame, thank you. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I don't disagree that Democrats may lose. I think you're very astute in your analysis of the fact that Republican secretaries of state across the country are doing their damnedest to depress Democratic turnout. There's no question that legislation exists and that it's a coordinated strategy from the Koch brothers and others in the Republican national establishment. There's no question about that. But I got to tell you, I'm an optimist on the subject. I think people are awakening. I think just the fact that Bain Capital is an issue with legs in a Republican primary shows how dire the straits are here. And you know what? I got to be honest with you. The president's got to step up his game. I mean, I've seen some indications in the past couple months of that happening. I'm not totally convinced he's all the way there yet.
No, I don't think he's all the way there yet. Joe, and I don't mean to interrupt you. We need to get to the break, and we got more calls to get to after the break. And then we want to take a look at some of the numbers or some of the stuff that's happening at the state level. Did the Republicans do enough in 2011 to hurt them in 2012? That's the question I really want to get to, and we'll have time to do that before we get rid of Joe today. Stay where you're at. We got to get to the break.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes some pretty big delays for those trying to make their way in toward downtown. 94 westbound, we had an accident near M10 The Lodge. That's backed up 94 for before Cadieux. Then traffic on I-75 southbound that's trying to get on to 94. That's been backed up from before the Davison. Plus 75 is slow anywhere coming in near 696. And if you're on the route or westbound, heavy from Mound out past 75.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, we are going to see snow throughout the day. Our high is going to be 27 tonight. A chance of that snow, a low near 18. And tomorrow, look for some scattered snow showers, especially in the morning, a high near 23. Right now, still light snow, 21 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
But I believe, knowing what I know in a year as a state representative, that the answers were there for a whole long time. The problem is that people chose to ignore them. And the warning signs were there. I mean, they were there in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and 2000. And here we are today paying the price for the fact that we were living under an economy that was not an economy that is. And this is a messy divorce from the way we used to do things to the way we need to start living.
First Shift. With Tony Trivia on 1310 WDTW.
Bars can get in legal trouble when they overserve patrons who then get a DUI citation. But what about retail outfits that contribute to SUI, shopping under the influence? Luxury stores, art galleries, and such have long used booze to stimulate sales. They pour free wine and other libations for their high-end customers, hoping that a lubricated shopper will be less guarded and more willing to reach for that platinum card. But the New York Times reports that the tactic of getting shoppers buzzed has now gone mass market, especially among online retailers. As one of them gleefully put it, post-bar, inhibitions can be impacted, and that can cause shopping and hopefully healthy impulse buying. Great. Our society has advanced from alcohol-induced sex to alcohol-induced consumerism. In either case, the morning after can be a downer. Take the guy who quaffed a tub of beer one night. He stumbled home in a stupor and, stupidly, went online. When he awoke, he learned that he had bought a $10,000 motorcycle tour of New Zealand. Internet retailers say there's been a boom in night traffic. Ask if boozy buying splurges might be sparking the increase? An eBay executive exclaimed, "Absolutely," noting that eBay's busiest sales period in every time zone is 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. He happily summed up the reason for this. When people get home from work in the evening, it's decompression time. The consumer's in a good mood. This is Jim Hightower saying, Barack Obama should jump on this. We're told that to get America's economy moving again, consumers need to buy more stuff. Forget trying to pass a stimulus package or a jobs program. To stimulate, inebriate. Just send everyone a credit card, a book of drink coupons, and a list of late-night online marketers.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show, and Tony.
And welcome back indeed, Joe. I got to tell you, before we go back to the phones, we have hit a nerve. This idea that Democrats could lose in 2012 is not settling well with people. And we'll come back to that in a moment. That kind of, Joe, feeds into my question, you know, did the Republicans, especially at the state level, do enough to hurt themselves to benefit the Democrats in 2012? And we'll come back to that because we got to get to the phones. But this really does have both the phones ringing and the email buzzing. So let's go to the phones. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome my good friend Herb in Northville to First Shift. Herb, welcome back. You're on the air with Joe DeSano.
Okay, good morning and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Herb.
So a couple quick things from last segment. One, the Matty Maroon court situation. I looked at that, and you had Maroon and Dan Stamper going in there with an army of lawyers, not thinking for a minute that it would come out the way it did. You know, and they've known about this hearing for 2 months. It's been delayed a couple of times. It's, you know, there've been procedural things, but that sounds like the very definition of contempt. Maroon has held Judge Edwards in contempt for years now. And when Matthew Maroon claims that it's personal on the judge's part, I say, damn right it is. A judge expects even a billionaire to show some decorum and show some respect for the power of the bench. Right?
I don't think Joe and I could agree with you more.
Yeah, and then the other, Joe mentioned that Mitt Romney is the prohibitive favorite next month in Michigan because he's a, quote, Michigander, unquote. And I basically say that, hold that, just because he happened to have been born here and was the son of a governor, that everything he has done since basically stripped him of any claim to being a true Michigander.
Well, and I don't disagree in the least. I think that's a price he's going to pay in a general election, not in this coming primary.
Oh, certainly. But I even have a Facebook group that is dedicated to the notion that, you know, demonstrating how many ways Mitt Romney is no Michigander.
Yeah, in fact, what is the name of that Facebook group, Herb?
Mitt is no Michigander.
All right, folks, go ahead and check it out. Herb, as always, appreciate the call. My best to Robin, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon. 888-552-3595. Joe, let's welcome Anthony in Detroit to First Shift. Anthony, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, two things. First of all, I always want to tell you I'm glad you're there. I like your perspective on things and your fairness, so I appreciate you in that aspect.
Thank you.
Two things. First, about the Madison Maroon situation. Are there any precedents? That's what we need to look at as far as case law or precedents set about Judge Prentice, Edward Prentice, sending him to jail. Is there any prior cases that mirrors the Madden Rule case to justify him sending him to jail?
Absolutely, Anthony. There's enough precedents to send him to jail. I don't think they'd have any problem coming up with volumes of case law that would support what Judge Prentice did.
Okay, he shouldn't be treated any different than anyone else in that case if other folks went to jail. Just because we're talking about it because he's a billionaire in the situation.
Absolutely,
now,
that's
now,
exactly why we're talking about it.
River. Okay, getting to you kind of, before the break, you kind of alluded to the Republicans or the right-wing Republicans in 2011, I mean last year, when they did, they overreached and really exposed their hand, what they're all about, you know, hence Walker, Koch brothers, Ohio, Indiana, here in Michigan, and last year was a very important year that brought people together that never would have been working together, you know, at different rallies that pushed back with Snyder, and they knocked down that bill in Ohio, and what they did in Wisconsin, and some of the folks that was part of the protest, it was everyday people like you and I, our neighbors, workers, and some of them voted for some of that, them people in 2010, some of them politicians in 2010, them Republicans. So it really should be an easy cakewalk for Obama. I don't want to take it for granted, but it should be some new voters brought back and new voters coming that never voted Democrat because the Republicans exposed their hand that they don't care about the working folks. So if they allow the Republicans to keep getting in there to control the Senate and the House, I think we deserve what I get.
All right. Well, yeah, Anthony, thank you for your calls. And Joe DeSano, this actually brings me back to my point. Did the Republicans do enough to hurt themselves in 2011, as Anthony said, that they will end up paying for it in 2012?
Well, I think so, but more importantly, a survey of Democratic and Republican insiders in the state capitol conducted by our mutual friend Dennis Denno agrees with that assertion, and 62% of the people who participated in the survey said that the Democrats will be able to benefit from the Republican missteps here in Lansing over the past 12 months. And even 50% of the Republicans gave Democrats a better shot at picking up seats in the state legislature. And, you know, I just can't think that what they've done, I mean, we could run through the whole litany of what Governor Snyder and his minions have done during the past year. But I think people's eyes are opening up. Now, maybe that's just the optimist in me. It's quite possible. And we certainly have to plan for a worst-case scenario. But I think, you know, this pension tax, I think, is hanging out there. And I think the perception of the pension tax actually being larger than it is will only work in our favor. So I think you've got a situation where Democrats definitely, I think, are in play to make gains both in Congress and in the state legislature. And the real question is what the degree of those gains are going to be and if we can maximize the opportunity. And that's always the problem with Democrats. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy and sometimes we shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, I'm looking forward to this year. I think it's going to be a good year for us. I think we're going to settle some scores here in the United States and hopefully, you know, defeat the Republicans at the polls and stand up for working people. I'm hopeful that that's what's coming this year.
Well, and I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for that as well. You know, again, there's just and I'm so interested as we start to recruit good candidates and we really start to heat up here as I was part of that CAP conference yesterday, we start to really focus some attention. We also know that there's a 90-day period of time, really starting next week, where this legislature needs to make their mark, Joe, before they go into campaign mode. And you have to wonder what their agenda is going to be. Certainly we keep on hearing about right to work, but we keep on hearing that there's no way we'll do it in Michigan. That concerns me. When I'm told that there's no way it'll happen, that's when I begin to believe there's a way it'll happen.
Well, first of all, in order for right to work to happen here in Michigan, I think it certainly is on the table.
there's enough scuttlebutt out there that it's going to be attempted. And I think if your first line of defense is Randy Richardville and the governor, then you're in deep trouble. And I think thankfully, the leaders of organized labor have recognized this, and they're not being lulled to sleep by pronouncements from Richardville or the governor that it's not on their agenda. I do think it's a deliberate political strategy to lull Democrats and labor to sleep. So I think it's coming. I think there'll be a vote, and I think we'll be successful. I think there will be enough, urging and encouragement of marginal Republicans to not vote for right to work. I think it's going to be a great legislative battle. I think we have to keep our eyes on what happens in Indiana, where the governor there has flip-flopped on the issue and is now supporting right-to-work legislation, and that there's going to be a series of votes upcoming that will determine that in Indiana. But I think we also have to recognize that right-to-work is not the answer to what they want. I mean, and once you get talking to them, it's pretty clear that it's not going to create jobs. What it's about is knocking out one of the underpinnings of the Democratic Party, which is organized labor.
Absolutely. Joe, we've only got about a minute and a half left, and I do want to go back to earlier this week. As you know, the minority leader in the Senate, Gretchen Whitmer, wrote an op-ed talking about sexism in the state capitol, and of course there's been some flack that's come as a result of that, and certainly a response to it by a conservative guy by the name of Greg McNeely, calling the senator a government hooker, a little bit disrespectful. Your thoughts as we wrap up our show today?
Well, I think Gretchen Whitmer is absolutely correct that there's sexism at the Capitol. Anyone who's been up here for any length of time, even down to the lowliest intern, I think has recognized at least some element of sexism. Now, I think from a historical perspective, it's nowhere. I mean, I've heard some of the stories of things that went on here in the 60s and 70s that will curl your toes and make the worst episode of Mad Men look like a vacation.
Huh.
I'm actually hopeful that it's a generational thing, because I don't see guys like me in their late 30s who and younger who are anywhere near as sexist as, say, a 65-year-old Republican from Gaylord. I mean, just as an example. I think there's an attitudinal change. I think there's a generational change. And, again, I'm going back to being an optimist. I think a lot of this stuff is going to fall by the wayside as women, claim their equal opportunity and their equal amount of power out there. And it's growing pains. So I'm hopeful that this is a bump in the road, and that people like Rick Jones and Greg Neely either open up their eyes to the equality of women and, cease and desist, or fall by the wayside. It's their choice.
Absolutely. Joe, I can't believe we barely touched what you wanted to get to today, but I guess that says good things, because we always appreciate the phone calls, which always gets us off our stated goals. In the meantime, it was a great 45 minutes, so thank you for your time, and we'll look forward to visiting with you next week.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much.
Joe DeSano, again, partner with Main Street Strategies. We'll take the break. We'll wrap it up on the other side.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air. Good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy,
But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi, I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
We're going to go to the phones and welcome our first caller of the year 2012. Jeff in Milford joins us. Jeff, welcome to First Shift.
Are you kidding me? I'm the first one? What a delight and privilege. This is going to be a good day. I can see it right now. It's like I was telling Junior there. As soon as this show goes up on the podcast, I'm downloading it. I'm burning it to CDs and I'm mailing it out to friends of mine. So.
You're the man.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind. Now, here's First Shift.
Welcome to
Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Sorry about that. Welcome back. We're getting ready to wrap things up. Feel free to give us a call. We're open lines at the top of the hour. The Facebook poll question of the day about whether Bob Ficano should resign is getting a really decent response with the vast majority. The vast majority is saying, yep, he needs to resign based on what we know. Some people are saying, hold on. Let's wait to see what the FBI comes up with. But the vast majority of those that are voting in the poll this morning are saying it's time for Bebop and Bob to go along down the road. Interestingly, after our conversation yesterday morning with President of the American Federation of Teachers, David Hecker, there just happened to be a boatload of articles about especially higher education. And, of course, the AFT is involved in higher education as well as K-12. And anyway, there's just a lot of stuff. I posted some of it to Facebook. Other stuff I printed off that I didn't get to, but still haven't gotten to it yet, and it doesn't look like we're going to be able to on the show today. But I do want to turn your attention to two things. Number one, the estimating report that David Hecker had mentioned on the show yesterday was out just after the show, and the surplus where we were told what, that it was going to be about $400 million. It's actually $1.2 billion. $1.2 billion will be the surplus. How that'll be utilized, well, that'll be the question. And then there was another article that appeared in Bridger magazine by Ron French. And he sat down with State Rep. Bob Janetsky, and you really need to read that article because Bob leads the House panel that oversees the higher education budget. And his thoughts on higher education and how those monies are spent were illuminating and disappointing, and I'm going to guess that if you read between the lines a little bit, and it's not going to take a whole lot of reading between the lines to figure out where he's coming from. He's basically saying we need even larger cuts in higher education, what we've had to this point aren't enough. Depending on where you live in the country, we've seen tuition at the higher education level increase exponentially. There is, by the way, and I want to get to one more piece of audio, there is a proposal being debated within the state legislature, especially amongst Democrats, that it's a plan to actually grant money to college-age kids, and if it were to pass, it would actually go into effect next fall. Jeff, let's go ahead and play that audio.
Democrats in the Michigan State Senate are planning to propose a bill within the next 2 weeks that would allow all students in the state of Michigan to afford college.
Here's how it works. Any child who comes out of the K-12 system, in fact, is homeschooled, but has a high school diploma, would, in fact, be allowed to go to school under this program for free in a higher education environment. And that would be four-year college. That could be community college. Or even trade schools.
Senator Bert Johnson says this program would be funded by tax credits and not by the public.
Frankly, the citizens of the state wouldn't be on the hook for any more tax dollars. We would take money out of the dollars that we spend every year when we offer tax credits to businesses to the total of about $35 billion. In this instance, we want to take back about 10%, which is $3.5 billion. That would more than cover the $1.8 billion proposal that we've rolled out today.
If a student goes to any school in the state of Michigan from kindergarten through their senior year, they could receive up to $9,500 per year for college, which is renewable for up to 4 years. Monica Callahan, mother of two, says she doesn't know how she'll afford 4 years of college for her senior.
I think that would lift a extreme burden that he's going to feel. You know, you should, when he graduates from college, he should be focusing on his career and doing good.
Nicole Brown would love to see this bill pass to relieve her son of the burden of major debt to pay back after graduation.
Would give him more money, more opportunity to get his education where I don't have to, you know, come out of pocket with extra loans.
They should do whatever they can to promote our students to work and stay in Michigan for their college degrees.
If the bill is passed, students going to college next fall would be eligible to receive this grant money.
All right. Now the question is, you know what the question is. Will the Republicans allow this bill to pass? And I can almost guarantee you that answer. As a parent of a couple college-age kids, this would be a huge, huge, huge boost to my family, and I would suggest most families within the sound of my voice. It is a program that would pay for itself. It is a program that is doable, and it is a program that gets us to where we need to be. Somebody had posted on the Facebook page yesterday, the clearest path and the quickest path to turning around our economy is through higher education. The more and the better we educate our young people, the more able they will be to participate in a new economy. But we've got to get them educated first, and we've got to make it affordable. If it's not affordable, it doesn't work. Just think about how many young people, and not so young people, are burdened by student loans and student debt.
And you guys brought it up yesterday, you and David Hecker, about, you know, attracting people here. You know, you can bring your kids, you can raise your kid here, and then Michigan will help you get them in a higher education.
Yeah, it makes complete sense, which is what scares me about it, because as we know, Jeff, the stuff that makes sense normally doesn't get done. So,
well, you know what'll happen, and I started thinking about it a little. I mean, I'm not this way, but I know people that are past this, that aren't eligible for this and have a bunch of student loans, are going to be like, well, wait a minute, where's mine?
It's not fair. It's not fair. Right. I didn't get my, well, you know what, it's all well and good, and, you know, I have sympathy, complete and total sympathy for them. But we've got an opportunity. This is one way to turn a wrong into a right. We got that opportunity. We need to take advantage of that. And so let's hope that that cooler heads and smarter people prevail on this one. All right, that's going to clean it up for us for today. Plans for the weekend, Jeff?
Yeah, get well.
Get well.
That's the two-word plans for the weekend.
Get well. And actually, from the beginning of the show to now, you sound a little more congested.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, I think I sound worse.
Yeah, you do a little. Well, again, you're a little more congested. So do you have to work this weekend, or do you have the weekend off?
I hate this time of year, by the way.
Oh.
I do. I mean, I feel so much more congested is what I was getting at. Yeah,
gee, how nice of me to let you finish your sentence and get that complete thought out. At least one of us will do that.
Yeah, I apologized already. Anyway, yeah, I hope, I don't have anything to get to, so I can sit back and rest.
All right. Anthony, what do you got planned for the weekend? Because I know we're going to lose you. We always lose you on the weekend.
Nothing.
Nothing? Just hang out at Willie's, huh?
Probably.
Okay. Well, I know. I mean, you know, listen, it is what it is. I don't take it personally. You're 21-year-old, for God's sake. Why should you be hanging out at home with me? I wouldn't if I didn't have to, but I'd have to. Everywhere I go, there I am. All right, we're going to leave it there. I want to thank Anthony and Jeff for their hard work this week. We got a great show lined up for you on Monday, and we're working on some amazing stuff for you for next week. In the meantime, I want to thank all of you for listening to the show. And as always, if you want me, off-air, tony@thetonyshow.org. Folks, thanks again so much, and as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our last look at the roads involves a rollover accident, 94 westbound at 8 Mile. The two right lanes are blocked. We've been backed up from almost 10 Mile for those heading west on 94, trying to come past the roofer, get past the accident, heading in toward downtown. Very slick conditions, M14, Godfredson area. We've had a number of accidents there. Just give yourself extra time. Bridges, ramps, and overpasses.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, we are going to see snow, scattered snow throughout the day. Our high near 27 tonight. Some of that snow, a low near 18. Tomorrow, there's a slight chance of snow showers, and our high only 23. Right now, we do have light snow, fog, mist at the airport, and 21 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.